And we're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Tuscola High School. Big rivalry night. Earlier tonight, the JV girls won their game for Pisgah by about 14. Our JV boys just won their game 66-45. So good 21-point lead here at Tuscola High School. Tonight, we've got Mark Stevenson with us. We got Jack Webb with us. Myself, Kevin Lauer, bringing you all the action here tonight as we get ready for this girls' game. And we've got Jack Huack back in the studio, bringing all the making all the action come to you live, pushing all the buttons. So, Jack, Tuscola, Pisgah, another big rivalry game. What's your thoughts tonight?
Beat the yellow.
Beat the yellow and black. There you go.
Beat the yellow.
There you go. So, Mark, any thoughts here? Got to see your grandson score 4 points there.
I know, right? Yeah.
Baby boy game.
4 for 4 from the line tonight. Thank you. My thoughts is, man, I already feel the electricity. Anytime Pisgah Tuscola gets together, man, this is just good stuff. The county clash is not just a football thing, guys. This is a basketball thing, a baseball thing. Whatever we're doing, Pisgah wants to beat Tuscola, for sure.
Without a doubt, you know, when we talk about this rivalry all year long, regardless of what sport it is. Big game here tonight. You know, our ladies continue to play well. I believe they are now 13-1, guys, with that one loss to the Australian national team.
But in RPI, they don't have a loss.
That's correct. In the RPI for State of North Carolina, 4A rankings, that does not count as a loss because it's an international team. Very good team we played over the holidays, 4-point loss. Coming off a really good win against the, at the time, number 2 in conference, undefeated in conference, West Henderson girls. So big game there. We come in tonight against a 6-5 Tuscola girls team. I know Coach Sutton was very high on these young ladies early in the season. He felt like they were a 16-17 game win season this year team. So have you guys, either one, had any thoughts on this Tuscola girls team this year so far?
I mean, I'm just looking up right now. I see 8 players warming up. Did it have some kids that are sick or out, or is this the full roster?
No, this is the full roster with the JV team.
Okay.
They have about 12 on the JV team, and this is the full roster for the varsity team.
Okay.
In fact, 3 of those that you see out there of the 5 are freshmen.
Okay, then. That's got to be challenging. Even in a practice, you got to pull some JBs up to even be able to scrimmage or do anything. So
he's a little bit behind the 8-ball tonight. All 3 of his freshmen played in the JV game earlier tonight. They played 2 quarters. They're all allowed 5 quarters a night when you play. So if we had a JV come up, we do Annie. She could play up to 1 quarter. She played all 4 tonight. And she can only enter into 1 quarter. So their 3 freshmen can only enter into 3 of the 4 quarters tonight.
Gotcha.
So that means 5 of their players have to play the entire quarter without 7.
Wow.
In 1 of the quarters.
Now, was it not just last year that they didn't even have a JV team?
That is correct.
Yeah. So to me, it's just a little confusing. A school this size, in my whole career through Pisgah and all the years, I've never seen a team, a school this size not have a JV team. So maybe they're starting to get, well, you said they had 12 on their JVs tonight and 8 here. So maybe things are turning for them.
Yeah, they're starting to build back this program, and they did start. They started the season strong, 5-2 on the season. Again, now they are 6-5. Right now they're sitting 5th in our conference at 2-3 in the conference. Our young ladies are 4-0 in the conference, sitting at the top. Another big game for us on the road tonight, big rivalry game. Want to make sure we finish here tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's I just think back way back in the day, man. Anytime you played Tuscola, your adrenaline was so high because it was the Tuscola game. So, yeah, that, once they get that overcome, they get about a minute into the game. So, yeah, my keys to the game tonight is going to be the keys to the game is sponsored by Jack Webb Sr., financial advisor for First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have for your goals or needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management member, FINRA, SIPC, and SEC registered broker, dealer, and investment advisor. I may hit him up since he's sitting right here next. That's a lot of letters, Jack. I don't know what all that means, but it sounds impressive.
I was going to say, you know, Jack is sitting here with us tonight. We may get some financial advice while we're sitting here. But while we're waiting on that, since you are the sponsor, tell us what your key to the game is tonight, Jack.
Run, run, run.
Run, run, run.
Tusco only has 8 players, and we run. They're going to get tired really quick. Yeah. Nobody can keep up with us.
Now, when we press and get up and down the court, we're really tough to contain as a team. So, Mark, what is your keys to the game tonight?
Well, just like I just mentioned, too, I mean, you know, you're coming in here, it's Tuscola. And for people who don't even live around here, it's hard for them to imagine what Pisgah Tuscola means. But, all right, you're going to have the adrenaline going when you get in there. Let's play within ourselves, not change anything, do what we've been doing, and I really feel like this game will get out of hand pretty early. That's my prediction, pretty early.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, if you look at everything on paper, you know, we should separate pretty early. My key to the game is composure. I expect, even though they only have 8, you know, they're tall, I expect them to try to be very physical with our young ladies and try to make this a slow-paced, ugly game. We've got to keep our composure and not let them, as they're playing that style, let them affect how we play the game.
Absolutely.
But I agree. It's, you know, there's a... You know, you'd never want to leave a team like this in a rivalry game where you should have the upper hand. You don't want to leave them in the game in the first half.
Right.
At their place.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's almost like in football, you know. No matter what the records are, when they come together, it's always a fight. Like I said, I think Coach Holloway will have them grounded, and they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and I had a conversation with Coach Holloway a little earlier in the stands here while we're watching the JV game. And one of the comments he made, he said, look, you know, this Tuscola team has played really good, and they've played really, you know, they've struggled a little bit in some games. He said, but we are going to get their best game tonight. They're going to, at home, they're going to come out and give us everything they want tonight. We want tonight. So
absolutely.
He's got them focused, ready to go.
I promise you, this game right here means more to them than any game on their schedule.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
So, folks, with that, we're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we get back, we're going to bring you the national anthem and have this girls' game started here really soon. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net. You're home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Folks, we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where we've just had the national anthem. Nice to see the color guard out here, here at Tuscola tonight, come out. Our Lady Bears tonight in their red uniforms, white trim, black letters. Tuscola is in their home white uniforms, black letters, yellow trim. Little checkerboard on the side, trying to get Tennessee on us a little bit. Got the T.
Yep, got the T.
And the checkerboard. So, folks, we're about to... Any thoughts, guys, on the game tonight here? Any additional thoughts before we get started?
Man, I'm just ready to go. I'm just ready to see this thing get tipped off. A little excitement in here. I know I'm excited. I'm ready to see a little Black Bear Mountaineer action.
It should be an exciting game here. Good crowd here on both sides tonight. Got a good crowd in both student sections here tonight. So getting ready to play some good basketball. Starting five for Pisgah. First is number 10, senior guard Mason Devlin. Second is number 11, senior guard Chandler Lowry. Then we have junior number 12, Jade Cody, guard slash forward. 13, senior Bailey Connor, forward, wing. And then in the middle is Kylie Leonard, number 25, who is a senior for Pittsburgh. Starting five for Tuscola, we got number 4, a junior, Julia Wells. Got number 13, Kendall Williams, who's a senior. And we've got number 14, Avery Rotten, who is a senior. And we've got number 21, Vesper Forbes, in the middle for them, sophomore. And then we've got number 25, Samantha Horton, one of those freshmen playing here. So they've gone with a taller lineup here, trying to outpace our quickness with some size, guys.
Yeah, over the years, I take quickness over size any day. And I think we're gonna press and pressure. They may out-rebound us on the boards a little bit, but I think in the end, our quickness and our pressure is going to overcome their size.
Now I'm looking at this lineup for Tuscola, and they really only have one guard on the floor. The rest are what I would consider wing slash forward, the center types. The tip, Jade Cody. And Tuscola gets the tip with that size. Ball goes to number 13, Avery Rotten. To get it back inside. Quickly, Piska gets the steal. Ball's on the ground, though. Tuscola gets it back. They try to get it up to number 25, Samantha Horton. Ball goes out of bounds, and Piska will take possession after that turnover. Jade Cody inbounds to Chandler Lowry. Looks like Tuscola's going to be in a straight man-to-man half court. Chandler gets it to Jade. Jade gets it back to Chandler. 2 points real quick for Pisgah.
Nice cut and pass right there.
That was. Pisgah's in a 1-2-2 trap. Looks like we're about to get another turnover, but they handle it. Looked like a walk there. And then Tuscola does corral it. Got another deflection. Now we get the steal. Jay Cody comes back the other way. She finds Bailey.
Another great
on the
pass.
Side. Another she finds Chandler on the front side and score. 4-0 Pisgah. Tuscola goes back the other way, and we get another steal. Kylie Leonard gets it this time. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler comes all the way up, and she is fouled as she goes up. That's going to send her to the free throw line here early. And with that, Coach Sutton wants an immediate timeout, gentlemen.
Yeah, I think I would, too. The way that right there just started. He may want to have a few in his pocket right there to take timeouts, because I'm telling you, the pressure is coming early and often.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, Tuscola has yet to get off a shot. Pisgah continues to get the steals and then making nice passes, getting the easy shots. First Messimer Insurance free throw is up and no good by Chandler. She has the ball. Second free throw is up, and it is good. 5-0, Pisgah. Tuscola inbounds it. Julia Wells has it. Pisgah almost gets another steal. They do get it on the next inside pass. Kylie Leonard with the steal again. She outlet passes to Chandler Lowry, who pushes it quick. Chandler pulls it up top. She sets up that offense in the straight man. Chandler comes left. She gives it back up to Jay Cody. She kicks right to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates, and she throws that one out of bounds. The ball will go back to Tuscola. Pisgah's going to be in this 1-2-2 kind of three-quarter court defense, which has created a lot of problems for Tuscola. This time, Julia Wells gets it across court to Rotten. She gets it back to Julia Wells. She takes it to the corner. Passes inside. It's deflected by Chandler, but the shot goes back up by Rotten. It's 5-2 Tuscola. Jade Cody gets it in. Chandler brings it up the right side. She finds Macy Devlin on the outside corner. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates. She kicks it to Chandler. Chandler dribbles to her left, pulls it back outside, sets it up. She kicks right to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin finds Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor looks, gets it back up top to Macy Devlin, who kicks it to the left side to Kylie Leonard. Kylie Leonard kicks it to Jade Cody up top. Jade sets the offense. A lot of passing and cutting here. Gets the ball back to Chandler Lowry. She dribble penetrates. Finds Jade Cody on the outside. He dribble penetrates. Goes up with a shot. That's missed. But rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She goes back up, and it's another foul on Tuscola, which will be two more Messimer Insurance free throws.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That first free throw by Kylie Leonard is up and good. Runs the score to 6 for Pisgah, 2 for Tuscola. Good patience there on offense. Tuscola tried to get physical with us. We're patient, got the rebound and put back. Second free throw is good. That's now runs the score now 7-2. Tuscola gets it down the left side. It's now trapped on the outside. They kick back to the outside. The ball is deflected by Jade Cody, stolen by Kylie Leonard. She gets it to Chandler Lowry.
Nice.
She finds Bailey Connor, streaking up the left side, and another layup for Pisgah. It's 9-2 now. Back on the other side, that pressure, they tried to throw over the top. Ball went out of bounds on Tuscola. Ball will go back to Pisgah up here, 5:14 left in the first quarter. 9-2, Pisgah leads. Chandler Lowry brings it up. She finds Jade Cody. She kicks left to Bailey Connor. Gets back to Jade Cody. Jade misses that jump layup. Almost a rebound by Kylie Leonard, but she gets the foul call for over the back. And with that, we've got Alexis Marcos and Scout Ballou comes into the game. They will take the place of Macy Devlin and Jade Cody.
Now full court press.
1-2-2, what we call the diamond press. Tuscola gets that beat, but we get another steal. Kylie Leonard brings it. She kicks out to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor dribble penetrates into traffic. Misses that shot. Like to see her give that one up on the backside. Rebounded by Tuscola, and they go back the other way. Get it back in. Another steal by Pisgah. They outlet pass to Chandler. Chandler looks up, finds
great
Bailey
pass.
Connor going up. Bailey Connor gets fouled.
Hard foul.
And goes back to the free throw line.
Knocked her into the padding right there.
Well, that's what I like to see. If they'll get it in our guard's hand off of the steal,
yes,
we're looking up and we're finding people for the easy basket or the free throw.
These Pisgah free throwers are sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency.
That first free throw by Bailey Connor is up and good. That runs the score to 10-2 Pisgah with 4:35 left. And with
timeout
that,
again.
Looks like another timeout.
I think they're going to run out of them here in a few minutes.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, if I'm not mistaken, and I could have missed something here, I think Tuscola, the one good thing they can take out of what they're doing right now, they're shooting at a high percentage. They got one shot off, and
yep,
they did make it.
Yep, 100%. Yeah.
Unfortunately for them, in 3.5 minutes, they've only got one shot off. They've
yep
had probably 8 turnovers at
least.
This point.
Yeah. What I'm noticing too, Kevin, you mentioned, look like they were starting one guard, 4 wings or 4 forwards. They just don't have enough ball handlers out there. And the Pisgah press, between the full court press and the half court trap, it's just, they're suffocating them.
So on the court for Pisgah, we've got Bailey Connor at the free throw line. We've got Kylie Leonard, Chandler Lowry. We've got Scout Ballou and Alexis Marcos back here. Bailey will take her second free throw, and that is up and good. Runs the score to 11-2. Pisgah drops back in this 1-2-2 half-court press.
We get another steal
by Scout Ballou. She finds Alexis Marcos. She goes up, finishes, scores now 13-2. Pisgah drops back in this three-quarter court. Trap on the right sidelines, and she steps out of bounds for Tuscola, which will turn the ball back over to Pisgah. Again, that pressure really tough on Tuscola. Tuscola remains in this man-to-man. Chandler Lowry brings it up. Nobody goes out to guard her, so she takes the three. That's off the back rim, rebounded by Tuscola. They go back the other way. It looked like another walk there. But the ball was thrown away.
Threw it away anyway, yep.
Another turnover.
And Pisgah will get the ball back here with
this pressure is just too much for him, man. It's
Tuscola looks like they want to give a little full court press. Chandler just goes right by. Kicks it over to Bailey. Bailey finds Scout. She goes to the basket. And that shot is off. She got bumped pretty hard by Julia Wells, but no call. Fans not happy about that.
Nope.
Pisgah will just line up full court here. Now they're pressing immediately.
There you go.
Got another one of those freshmen in here, 00 here. And we pressed her, trapped her quick, and tied it up, and Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket. Chandler Lowry will have it. She inbound. She's taking a look. She finds Scout Ballou underneath. She goes up for the shot. Oh. That is off. And Tuscola gets the rebound. A hard screen coming off of that. Julia Wells goes the other way. She misses that shot, but rebounded by Tuscola this time. And they bring it out and try to set it back up. Looks like Kendall Williamson goes in. She finishes the shot. score is now 13-4. Pisgah comes back the other way. Chandler Lowry has it, finds Alexis Marcos on the outside. Alexis Marcos finds Bailey Connor up top. She gets it back to Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry brings it out. Comes off the screen, and that is number two on Julia Wells as she tried for the steal, and Chandler just went right by her, and she got into her body for the call. So that's a problem for Tuscola.
That's almost like a body check right there.
And that's a 14 foul for Tuscola.
So next one, we'll go to the free throw line here with 3:12 left in the first quarter. Scout Malou inbounds the ball to Chandler. She comes back to the left to Scout. She finds Lauren Malou, who just checked in. Bailey Connor goes up. Little fourth shot. Missed that one. Rebounded by Tuscola. They go back the other way. Pressure by Bailey and Chandler as they try to dribble up, and the ball is thrown out of bounds by Tuscola, and the ball will go back to Pisgah.
Guys, it's been so hard to track turnovers here, but I guarantee you they've got at least 10 turnovers so far.
The score's 13-4, 2:55 left. Chandler gets the ball in. She gets it to Lauren Blue and gets it to Scout, and gets it back to Bailey. Bailey goes up with a shot. That's missed again. Rebounded by Tuscola, and the foul will be on Bailey Connor.
It's the only second team foul for the Bears.
First one on Bailey, I believe. Tuscola inbounds the ball. Pisgah is now going to trap on the sidelines. She gets by but steps on the sidelines. And another turnover for Tuscola.
Again, the pressure and causes them to step out of bounds.
2:39 here left in the first. Pisgah 13, Tuscola 4. Alexis Marcos has it up top. She kicks to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor throws it back into Alexis Marcos, who gets it to Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrates all the way
Great
in
move.
And finishes at the basket 15-4. Bailey Connor with a deflection on the inbound play.
Macy coming in for...
Macy came in for Bailey there.
Yep.
Pisgah's back here pressing full court. They get a trap on the sidelines, but Julia Wells beats that. She gets it to Kendall Williamson. She tries to get it down low, but that's stolen by Alexis Marcos. She kicks back out to Macy Devlin, who finds Chandler Lowry on the backside.
Not sure about that.
A little spin move by Chandler after she gets down there. Looks like she got hammered.
This is a little more of a foul than a walk.
So that ball will go to Tuscola here with Pisgah leading 15-4. Another deflection for Pisgah as they're trapping on the sidelines here right in front of us, guys. Knocks it out. The possession will stay with Tuscola.
Almost every pass is contested. You know, it's...
So a throw over the top this time. Alexis Marcos with the steal.
That's her third.
Julia Wells will pick up her third foul
in
here
the first
with two
quarter.
Minutes left in their first quarter.
And when you've only got three subs on the bench, that is not a good thing.
No, and Coach Sutton's going to leave her in the game here.
Okay.
Three fouls with a minute 59 left in the first period. Chandler brings it. It's even worse. They've got her guarding Chandler.
Oh, come on, ref.
Yeah, if you're going to leave her in the game, at least try to hide her in the paint somewhere or
she's going out.
And they called a moving screen on Chandler that time. That's her first foul here, team third. Ball goes Lauren Ballou with the deflection and the steal. She gets it to Macy Devlin. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry looks for Scout Ballou's knocked away.
Nice pass.
Nice pass by Scout over to Alexis Marcos. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. She goes
and
she
one.
Makes
Let's
it.
Go.
Chandler gives her a big old chest pump there. Scout Ballou will go to the free throw line.
This Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
Scout Ballou will have it, trying for the old-fashioned three-point play here. Shot is up. That is off, but rebounded by Lauren Ballou. She kicks it out to Alexis Marcos. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler gets it back to Marcos. She goes up with a jump shot in and out. Rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola tries to go the other way, and Macy Devlin with the steal. She gets it over to Ballou. Scout finds Macy. Macy finds Alexis. All Alexis had to do was come down with it. She looked like she wanted it. She got confused whether she wanted it or not. And she gets called for the walk, and she'll take a break. And with that, Jade Cody will come in for Chandler Lowry here with a minute 14 left. So on the court, Scout Ballou, Jade Cody, Macy Devlin, Alexis Marcos, and Lauren Ballou. So Scola goes the other way. Deflection by Alexis Marcos, stolen by Lauren Ballou. She gets it to Scout. Scout finds Jade Cody on the outside. She dribble penetrates. She spins. Left hand goes up. Missed shot, but rebounded by Tuscola this time. And Tuscola will go back the other way. Kendall Williamson has it. She'll go in, blocked by Jade Cody. She gets that rebound, and they said she dribbled off of the baseline. So the ball will go back to Tuscola. Score again, folks, 17-4. Pisgah leads with 47.4 seconds left here in the first quarter. Pisgah's now in a straight man-to-man half court. Tuscola gets off a shot there. It goes in. That is double zero, the freshman. Tuscola scores now 17-6. Macy Devlin finds Alexis Marcos. She gets it back to Scout. Scout drives. She goes up. That's missed, but rebounded by Scout. She gets it out to Jade Cody. Jade kicks it to Macy for the three. That's short. Rebounded by Tuscola, and they look to go back the other way. Jade Cody guarding the ball up top. They kick it to Williamson on the left. She finds somebody down low. Looked like a walk, but shot goes up. Rebounded by Scout Ballou. Scout will get it to Alexis.
Go, go, go.
6 seconds here left in the first quarter.
Gotta go.
Scout has it. Alexis has the three. The three-point shot is good.
The bank is open, boys.
That gets the score to 20-6. Here, Pisgah leading as we go into the second quarter. When we come back, we'll have all the live action in the second quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears. Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
We're coming to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box at the campus of Tuscola High School.
So folks, Pisgah again leads 26. Jack, Alexis Marcos made that three. Who's the sponsor for that three?
This three-point shot was sponsored by Forger Contracting.
So that three at the end of the quarter got us to 20-6, starting the second quarter. Tuscola will have the ball. Pisgah's back in this 1-2-2 zone. And immediately we get another steal. Jay Cody gets it. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler finally finds Kylie Leonard. She goes up, missed shot, but rebounded by Bailey. She outlets to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin tried to throw it inside, but it's stolen away by Tuscola. They go the other way. Trapped there. Another steal by Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin's coming down. She finds Chandler Lowry on the backside.
Just missed that
layup. And Tuscola goes back the other way. Julia Wells goes up. She finishes on that end. It's now 20-8. Quickly, Pisgah goes back the other way. Chandler gets all the way to the basket. She is fouled as she goes to the basket.
And is that
Wells?
That
could be number four on Julia
Wells.
No, they caught it 12. On number 12.
12.
Should have been, or 21, I guess.
21, I guess.
Should have been on Julia Wells.
It should have been.
Who are these free throws sponsored by, Jack?
Messimer Insurance Agency, offering. Sponsored by Messimer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Both of these Messimer Insurance free throws were made by Chandler Lowry. Scores now 22-8. Tuscola gets it back up. Pisgah still in this 1-2-2 half-court defense now. Julia Wells goes to the basket. Nice feed to Kendall Williamson. And that makes the score 22-10. Quickly, Chandler comes back with it this way. She decides to set it up this time. She dribbles left. She hands off to Bailey Connor, who kicks to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates. She has a layup that's off. Kendall Williamson with the rebound, and she goes back the other way. Macy almost has another steal. They get it back up top. Chandler Lowry's pressuring the ball. Goes back to Bailey Connor. Pisgah goes to a 2-3 zone now. Tuscola's got it on the perimeter, and a little double team by Bailey and Jade, and another turnover by Tuscola. This time, Coach Holloway wants a timeout to talk a little bit about his defense.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, guys, with 6:29 left here in the second period, Pisgah leads 22-10. Tuscola's come out, got a couple baskets here early. Coach Holloway wants to talk about it. What do you think he's saying to our young ladies right now?
I think he's just saying he's tuning up the defenses to keep doing what you're doing. I wish I could was able to track the turnovers. I promise you they're way into double figures and turnovers. This pressure is just too much for them.
Pisgah inbounds the ball, brings it up. Chandler has it. She gets it to the left side to Jade Cody. Jade comes off the screen. She gets all the way to the basket. She goes up for the shot, and
nice
it's
move.
Good. 24-10, Pisgah leads. Pisgah comes back the other way. Or Tuscola goes back the other way. Dribbles around. Looks like another turnover. It's on the ground. Will they get it? No, Tuscola comes away with it. But another deflection by Pisgah. They kick it to inside to Kendall Williamson. Ball's blocked on the shot by Kylie Leonard. They're saying it wasn't blocked. Saying it went out on Kendall Williamson. Kendall Williamson wanted to block. Ball will go back to Pisgah. Jade Cody gets it into Chandler. She quickly comes down, finds Macy Devlin on the backside. She finds Kylie
Great
Leonard.
Pass.
Great
that,
pass. Good play.
Good pick and roll.
26-10. That quick, Chandler Lowry gets another steal. And she goes up.
Man.
And she finishes 28-10. 5:33 left here in the second period. Chandler's Pisgah's back in this 1-2-2 defense. They break it this time. They go up and they get a foul called on Macy Devlin, it looks like. That will send Tuscola to the line for two free throws. Well, that was quick, gentlemen. Went from 22-10 to 28-10.
I mean, you can't look away or you're going to miss a basket, you know what I'm saying? This has got to be frustrating for Tuscola offense because every pass is contested. Everything they do, there's a trap. It's just the Pisgah defense is looking amazing right now.
Yeah, and on the free throw line is Gwyneth Schick. She's a freshman for Tuscola. She made one of two. Scores now 28-11. And just that quick, guys.
Macy.
Pisgah gets it in to Chandler. Chandler finds Macy, and Macy hits a two-point shot. 30-11, Pisgah. And just that quick, a deflection by Pisgah. The three-point shot goes up. Rebounded by Kylie this time. She goes. She finds Chandler. Chandler takes off. Back the other way. She's coming up. She pulls up. She finds Jade Cody on the left wing. Jade gets it back to Chandler. Chandler rotates it to Macy on the right wing. They get it to Jade at the elbow. Jade kicks the shot. That's off and rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola pushes back the way. Back the other way. That quickly, Jade Cody with the deflection. Almost another steal with another fast break opportunity. 4:41 left here in the second period. Pisgah is up 30-11. Looks like Scout Blue and Alexis Marcos have now come in for Jade Cody and Macy Devlin. On the court with them are Chandler Lowry, Kylie Leonard, and Bailey Connor. Tuscola has it out on the right wing. They kick it all the way cross court to Julia Wells, who gets it to Schick from the outside on the left. By Julia Wells, she pulls up for a two-point shot. That's off, but rebounded by Tuscola and fouled by Chandler on the putback. That will send number 21. I think that is Vesper. What is Vesper's last name?
Forbes.
Vesper Forbes.
Vesper Forbes.
For Tuscola.
Unique name, too, Vesper. I haven't heard that one.
She's a sophomore, left-handed. That first free throw is up and no good. Score remains 30-11. 4:22 left here in the second period. Second free throw is up, and it is in. Scalvin getting it to Chandler. Chandler will bring it up. She'll slow the pace a little bit this time. Score is now 30-12, Pisgah lead. She comes off a screen at the top. She goes right by the big on the switch. Finds Kylie Leonard on the switch back. He finds Bailey Connor on the perimeter. Bailey dribble penetrates, gets all the way to the basket. Missed shot. And then Kendall Williamson with the rebound. And they will get Bailey Connor with another foul. Looks like, and that will be. Well, they called that on Scout Ballou there. So that's Scout's first. Pisgah drops back in a 1-2-2 zone again. So Skoll is trying to get it to the middle. They find Williamson, and that quickly it's stolen by Scout Ballou. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry dribble penetrates, pulls up at the elbow. That shot's missed. It's tied up. Tuscola got the rebound, and Bailey Connor ties it up really quick. Ball will be in the possession of Pisgah underneath their own basket. Chandler Lowry has it. She'll inbound it. Pisgah's running the play to get it in. Chandler's looking. She finds Marcos up top. Marcos kicks it to her right to Bailey Connor, who finds Scout Ballou. Scout kicks it back to Chandler. Chandler finds Alexis Marcos in the right wing. She dribble penetrates. She gets it to Bailey. Bailey finds Chandler Lowry inside. Chandler Lowry dribbles and kicks to Marcos. Marcos goes and finds Chandler. Chandler dribble penetrates, gets all the way. Finds Kylie Leonard. Instead of taking that three, she drove back into traffic there. And then Chandler Lowry almost gets another three under the deck. That's where I went. I know we don't usually want Kylie Leonard shooting the three.
Right.
She's wide open.
She was.
Don't dribble back into that traffic.
Don't take bad shots, but take open shots.
So Bailey and Kylie will take a seat now with 3:14 left. Looks like Lauren Ballou and Macy Devlin came in for them. So Scola tries to get it inside to Williamson. Ball's deflected. She retains possession. Get it back to the wing. They're trying to kick it around. Pisgah's now in a 2-3, it looks like, half-court zone. Julia Wells has it on the left wing. She kicks it all the way across the stick on the right corner, and then it's deflected by Alexis Marcos. She goes on the floor, almost another foul on Julia Wells. She gets the ball, takes it back the other way. Scores now 30-14. Pisgah's bringing it back. Chandler finds Lauren Ballou. She goes in, ball's blocked, but Scout Ballou gets it. Deflected away, Alexis Marcos gets it.
Shoot it, maybe.
To Macy Devlin outside. Scout Ballou dribble penetrate. She finds Lauren Ballou cutting. Lauren Ballou throws it away as she hits the floor, and Julia Wells goes the other way. Julia goes into Macy. Macy gets the clean block, but they call a foul on Macy, and that will send Julia Wells to the free throw line.
I got to say, we either had a foul or a walk down here. It's got to be one or the other.
Yeah, they knocked Lauren Ballou down.
Yep.
She definitely turned a little bit. She should have got a walk or the foul that knocked her down. Julia Wells goes to the free throw line, and that hit every part of the rim.
Uses all the rim.
Score is now 30-15. Pisgah with 2:10 left in the second period. Next shot's up, and that is good, 30-16. Pisgah will come back down and set it up. Chandler gets it to Marcos. Marcos finds a cutting.
Great job.
Scores now 32-16. They run that really nice off that screen.
They run those cuts as well as anybody I've seen.
Lauren Ballou ties it up as they try to get it to the free throw line. Ball will remain in possession of Tuscola. They'll inbound it. Looks like on the baseline down there. I'm not real sure why on the baseline. But Pisgah will drop back in a 2-3. Julia Wells will look to inbound the basketball. I assume they're looking inside in a 5 seconds. So they get a turnover on the inbound play as they're trying to inbound underneath their own basket. Scout will get it into Chandler. Chandler will bring it up. She has Wells on her. She finds Macy Devlin on the outside. She set a screen at the top. Kendall Williamson runs through the screen. Macy Devlin
gets
up for a shot. And that is missed, but she will go to the free throw line for
Messimer Insurance Agency Free Throws, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So we've got a little timeout here. I'm not sure what the conversation is. Official went over to the scores table. I think he had the possession maybe wrong, guys. Macy will have the first free throw, and it's up and no good. Jade Cody will come in, and she's going to get Alexis Marcos. We'll have a second free throw, trying to get this to 33-16. That is no good. And Chandler battles for the rebound, but the ball goes off of Tuscola in possession to Pisgah. Chandler will look to inbound the ball. She finds Jade. Ball's deflected by Julia Wells, who just volleyball spiked it out of bounds. Jade Cody will inbound it on the sidelines now. She gets it to Chandler. They'll set it up top. Chandler gets it to Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates. She's looking to kick. She finds Macy Devlin. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler looks at the three, decides not to take it. Kicks to Jade Cody. Jade Cody gets it back to Chandler up top. Chandler swings it right to Macy Devlin. Comes off the screen. She finds Jade Cody for the open three. That is missed. And rebound by Tuscola. Tuscola just turned that one over. Jade Cody goes all the way the other way. Missed that layup. And Tuscola will go back the other way. Really quick the other way. She goes up for the shot. That is up for good. Scores now 32-18. Pisgah brings it back the other way. Chandler has it. She looks for the three. That is no good. She got knocked down on the floor with no call.
Push Jade out of bounds.
And then they push Jade out of bounds. So the officials are letting Tuscola play here. We can't lose our head and get frustrated. We got a trap up top and forces a timeout by Coach Sutton.
This timeout on the corner is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
So, folks, here with 31.9 seconds left in the second period, the Bears are up 32-18. We will have possession. Oh, no, Tuscola will have possession at half court. We had that press, and then Coach Sutton had to use. He's got to be out of timeouts this half, I would think, at this point. Coach Sutton's used quite a few of them.
At least three.
Yeah, he's not going to have very many left for second half.
Tuscola will come out in a 1-2-2. Trying to deflect anything and everything they can. Tuscola gets it to the left wing. They're looking down low. Kick it all the way back cross court. Get it up top. That's a walk by Julia Wells, but they call a foul on Chandler, which will send Tuscola to the line. She never dribbled, guys. She just took off and ran through Chandler. That will be Chandler's second foul.
She was close to the first down yardage, though.
Yeah, she just took that thing in her left hand, tucked it, and tried to go.
Yep.
And
she's trying to get to that down marker.
These officials are going to do everything they can to make this a second half game, I believe, Jim. First free throw is up and good. That makes it 32-19. That is Chandler's second, team fifth. Second free throw is up, no good. This time rebounded by Tuscola. Shot goes up, rebounded by Chandler. Chandler pushes back away, finds Macy Devlin. Macy kicks it to Jade. Jade kicks it around. Chandler kicks it around to Lauren Ballou. That three is missed. Rebounded by Tuscola with 3 seconds left. And they do not get it off. on the full court. Shot. Score is 31-19 as we go to halftime. We'll send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Press Control Press Box.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental Store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737.
Well, folks, we're back here at halftime. Score again is Pisgah 32, Tuscola 19 as we head into halftime. Mark, any thoughts, stats on that first half?
Yeah, great first half by the Lady Bears. Like I predicted before the game, I know we're up by 14 right now. I really thought it might be more than that, and it could have been more than that. But in stat-wise, we got Chandler Lowry leading all scorers with 11. We have seven Bears in the scoring column, and Wells is leading Tuscola. She has seven. No things to note. We were 7-for-11 from the free throw line, and they were 6-for-9. So, but I think it's the thing that sticks out to me and shines to me, obviously, is our defense. We're just controlling this game with our full court press and our half court trap. Even when we drop back into 2-3 zone, they're just not getting any good looking shots.
So, Jack. That said, our defense has been pretty daggum good this half. I think they got 7 of those 19 points in the last 2 to 3 minutes of that quarter, mostly from the free throw line when we got in foul trouble there at the end. But any thoughts you got on anything we need to change here going into the second half?
I think you just continue to do what you do. Press, half-court trap, make shots, of course, and make free throws.
Yeah.
That's the gamut.
That's the gamut of it all. And I felt like in the second part of that second quarter, we got to where everybody was looking to dribble, penetrate into the paint to where they were, taking tough shots. We kind of got to clear that out. And when we dribble, penetrate, kick, look for that open three. Be ready to catch and shoot. You know, the three off the dribble is probably not what we want, but the catch and shoot that with a lot of confidence to open that inside so we can get back to the rim.
Yep, absolutely. All the years that I coached, like I said earlier, I used to tell kids, don't take a bad shot and don't force it, but take your open shots. I'll never be mad at you for taking an open shot. And we turned a few down, but again, I love watching these girls run the transition, the fast break. They pass the ball very well. And, you know, for everybody knows basketball, when you're running a 3-on-2 fast break or a 2-on-1 fast break, offense should score almost every time.
Absolutely. So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for another message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the boys' game and get you ready for this second half here of this girls' game, where the girls lead currently 32-19 here at halftime. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live with the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here high above the floor at Tuscola High School. We're at halftime of the girls' game. Again, the girls leading 32-19 here against Tuscola. Just watching the boys' team warm up. You guys got any thoughts on this boys' game coming up?
I mean, for me personally, I'm looking forward to it. I know the Tuscola boys are coming in at 2-12. Our boys, I think 9-4 maybe. I look for it to be a fast-paced physical game. But again, like I talked about the girls, once we get this adrenaline out of the way, I think our boys will pretty much dominate this game. Hope I didn't jinx them, but that's what I think. Yep.
Jack, what do you think about these boys' games coming up?
I think Ben has them on the right track. Lots of defense, and I guess we're pressing a lot, too. But the man-to-man defense, he's taught, it's good.
I think, you know, I go back to the West game the other night, and I think we learned our lesson in that game in the first three quarters. You know, we let them slow the pace down on us. Still play great defense all night, but it held us back from scoring and stretching the lead in that game. I think Coach Rodomer had in the second half had them playing much faster through that press, and I think their press was not doing a lot other than trying to slow us down.
Yep.
So I expect that to be more of the case tonight. I think that Tuscola may try to make this an ugly game as well and slow it down.
I agree. Hey, we're a tough team to press because we have so many ball handlers. At West the other night, the first half, we were passing the ball back and forth, you know, 5-6 times before we got to half court. And in the second half, we just started, Mason just kept dribbling through the press. And it speeded things up for us. Great win the other night.
And I know Ben, Coach Rodomer, will have our kids ready to play. This will be an interesting night. You guys mentioned a little earlier. Coach Messing back at Tuscola.
Yep.
Love him to death. He's a great coach. But his son, Nicholas Besser, is playing for Pisgah tonight. So that'll be an interesting dynamic to watch. With those
absolutely. Be interested on the ride home tonight for one of them.
So we're going to go back to the studio for one more break. When we come back, we'll have all the second half action of this girls' game brought to you live. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Got 1:48 left here at halftime till we get started. Both of the young ladies' teams have come out. All of Pisgah's teams already out. Both boys' teams have been warming up. They're starting to exit the floor, gentlemen. Ready for some second half action?
Absolutely.
After the game, we will present the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Looking for a safe place to store your valuables? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs.
Hey, also, Pisgah On Demand. If you missed any of the Bears basketball or football, you can catch up with Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLRadio.net, click on the Sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand. From the drop-down menu, you can listen to the 2008 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. So Pisgah On Demand, check it out. And while I have just 1 second, I ran into some friends today at lunch. I hope they're listening. They said they would be. Eric Brown, the legendary Canton Eric Brown, and Cindy, used to be Cheek, Cindy Brown. I seen them today, so just wanted to give a shout-out. Cindy, a good basketball player back in the day, too. I went to school with her. I'm not going to say what year that was because I'll be telling her age, and she might let me know about it when I see her. But hello to you guys.
So, folks, when we start this second half, Tuscola will have the ball here at half court. They dribble penetrate inside. And score makes the score 32-21. Goes back the other way. Macy Devlin has that 3-point look. She gives it up. Gives it to Jade Cody. She dribble penetrates. Finds Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor gets it to Macy Devlin. She gets it back to Jade Cody. Jade Cody gets it to Chandler Lowry on the perimeter. And then we rotate it all the way back and find Kylie Leonard down low. She spins, kicks to Bailey Connor. She dribble penetrates. That shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Tuscola.
It's a good drive, just a little hard off the backboard.
Pisgah comes out and looks like they're going to be in a man-to-man here. Ball's deflected. A little different defense than what we've seen so far. Go back to the basket. Miss shot, rebounded by Tuscola. Putback goes off. Macy Devlin gets the rebound, and she goes all the way the other way, but misses that layup.
Oh, that's a foul.
It looks like a jump ball on the rebound.
Wow.
Bailey Connor went down hard as Kendall Williamson slung her to the ground. Pisgah will remain in possession underneath their own basket. Chandler has it. She's looking to get in. She finds Jade Cody. She spins, goes up with the left hand, and the score is now 34-21. Pisgah leads 6:50 left in the third quarter. Tuscola gets it out on the wing. Pisgah's back in this man-to-man. They get a three-point shot off. That's no good. But rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She comes out of there. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry finds Jade Cody on the left wing. Chandler finds Bailey. Bailey dribbles to the basket, and that shot's blocked. Tuscola goes back the other way. Julia Wells has it. She attacks the basket. Gets right into Kylie Leonard. And then Jade Cody kicks it on the pass attempt to the backside. Tuscola will remain in possession here. Tuscola looking to inbound underneath their own basket. Ball's inbounded but deflected off of the young lady from Tuscola. And ball will go back to Pisgah. Going left or right here, gentlemen, as we're looking at the Tuscola press box. Chandler Lowry will bring it up. She's got it up top. She hands off to the left to Bailey Connor. They kick it back right. Get it all the way to Kylie Leonard. She dribble penetrates. She kicks out to Bailey Connor for the three. Bailey Connor misses that shot. Julia Wells with the rebound. She comes back the other way. She goes all the way to the basket. That's missed and rebounded by Chandler Lowry. She gets thrown to the floor. Ball is now in a scrum, and Bailey Connor comes away with it and finds
Bailey Connor. Oh, my goodness.
That was wide open. Mercy.
Kylie Leonard way open on the other end, and that ball goes out of bounds.
Just out of reach. That was a for sure two right there.
Oh, without a doubt.
An inch or two lower.
So they're letting this thing get physical here early. Tuscola will inbound. Pisgah remains in this man-to-man. But we're trapping out of it. Now we got another turnover there. But possession will remain with Tuscola on that jump ball. Good trap there by Bailey and Jade creating that jump ball. Tuscola will look to inbound. They get it up top to Kendallson. She tries underneath. Macy Devlin with the steal. She gets it to Chandler. Chandler tries to find Bailey. Bailey gets it to Jade Cody. Macy Devlin with the three. That's off. Rebounded by Kylie Leonard. She goes back up. That's missed. This time rebounded by Chandler Lowry. And she decides to bring it out. Chandler kicks to the left to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor gets it to Jade Cody on the wing. Jade Cody's looking. She gets it back up top to Bailey. Bailey keeps it on the left side. They get it back to Chandler. She shoots the three, and that's in and out. This time rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola will walk it up. Got to get some of those threes to go, gentlemen.
Yep. We're 1-for-7 right now in the game. We've had some good looks. They're just not falling.
Another turnover for Tuscola.
So that trap, we're back in that 1-2-2 trap. Really confused Tuscola. Got the turnover. Chandler will bring it back up. We're in a half-court set. Chandler has it up top. She goes left. She kicks back to Jade Cody, who gets it to Macy Devon. Macy kicks over to Kylie Leonard. Gets it on the wing. They get it to the elbow to Chandler. That shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola gets it, comes back the other way. They get it up the floor. Good transition defense by Pisgah. After deflection, they recover the ball and find it. Scores now 34-23. Chandler finds Kylie Leonard underneath. Kylie Leonard goes up and scores. Scores now 36-23. Tuscola tips to come back the other way. Julia Wells has it. She kicks outside. Dribble around. Schwick has it. She goes inside. Deflected by Bailey Connor. Ball is recovered. Tied up. And the jump ball will go back to Pisgah in possession.
I'm telling you what, our girls are scrappy, son. When he goes on the floor,
them later diving, laying on the ball.
And with that, we're going to have Alexis Marcos and Scout Ballou come in. Jay Cody and Mason Devlin are going to take a seat. Still got Chandler, Kylie Leonard, and Bailey in with Alexis and Scout. Chandler will bring it up. She points Scout to the left. Chandler comes off of that. She kicks back to the middle to Scout, who kicks it over to Alexis Marcos on the wing. Alexis is looking. Don't want it slowed down here. Keep moving the ball. Kicked it left to Kylie Leonard. She gets it out to Scout. Scout kicks back up top to Bailey Connor. Get it out to Kylie. And the shot goes up on that cut. Scout misses that layup. But the rebound was out of bounds off of Tuscola. And the ball will remain in possession of Pisgah.
Again, great cut. We just couldn't finish the layup.
If they stay in this man, we should get a lot of looks on that cut.
Yep.
Chandler has the ball. She's looking to inbound. She finds Alexis Marcos. She dribble penetrates, goes all the way to the basket. Misses that shot, but rebounded by Scout Ballou.
Yep.
She goes up, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line for
two more. Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Scout's first free throw is up and no good. Score remains 36-23. There were 302. We just haven't put many points on the board here this quarter. Kind of same way at the end of last quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, we've only scored four this quarter.
Second free throw is up and no good. This time rebounded by Vesper Fultz from Tuscola. Looked like a carry there with a walk. She gets it to Julia Wells. She kicks out. That's stolen by Alexis Marcos, and she goes the other way. Good shield by Bailey. So they're going to call Bailey for the foul of deflection of that lady.
Wow.
And takes away the basket that Alexis Marcos scored. Pisgah will go back to the 1-2-1-1 diamond full court press. Tuscola gets it in. They get it back. Get it out on the wing. Now there's a trap. And they called a foul on Alexis Marcos. As physical as this has been, that's a pretty ticky-tack foul. That'll be the second on Pisgah this quarter. Second team foul. Gets to Wells. She gets it up. She gets her own rebound. Misses that shot. Lauren Ballou gets it. She outlet passes to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor goes up the floor. She goes up with a layup. No good. Rebounded by Alexis Marcos. And Marcos gets fouled on a putback. And she'll go to the free throw line.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That free throw was missed.
Did they call a moving screen down here on the layup?
Yes.
Or is that what it was?
Yeah, they called a moving screen on Bailey. She was kind of shielding the young lady from getting over to Alexis. second free throw was short and no good. This time rebounded by Williamson from Tuscola. Tuscola looks to push back the other way. Marcus on the ball.
I did. Thank you.
That's a wall. They finally caught it.
In tandem.
It was a walk.
Didn't think they were going to call it. It looked like a triple jump.
No.
Pisco having the ball back. Chandler has it. She set up the offense up top. She goes left. She kicks over to Macy. Macy kicks to Alexis Marcos. She gets it down to Chandler. Chandler finds Bailey, or Scout Ballou underneath. She goes up and misses that shot. Tuscola will rebound and come back the other way. They found Wells outside. She's with the jump shot. That shot is in. The score is now 36-25. Chandler quickly pushes back the other way. She looks to attack. She kicks back out to Macy. Macy dribble penetrates. That's the three I want her to take. She kicks out to Alexis Marcos. Marcos gets it to Chandler. Chandler finds a cutting Macy Devlin. She goes up. No call on the block. And they say it goes out on Macy Devlin.
Wow. A lot of contact.
A lot of contact, and it got blocked.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to call a foul, it should have been out on Tuscola. 1:32 left here in the third. 11-point Pisco lead. Tuscola inbounds the ball. They get it up. They push it up. They find Williamson. Macy Devlin with the block on Forbes. Shots missed. Rebounded by Williamson. Macy Devlin gets the steal. Alexis Marcos goes the other way. And she's blocked on the other end. And Tuscola's coming back the other way. That was blocked by Macy Devlin. Rebounded by Scout. Macy Devlin gets it. She's looking up the floor. She finds Lauren Ballou. Lauren Ballou with a shot.
Hey!
38-25, Pisco now leads. Tuscola comes back the other way. Now she's trapped up here. And almost a turnover, but deflected out of bounds by Macy Devlin. Score again, 38-25, 49.9 seconds. Tuscola will inbound the ball here almost to 5 seconds here. Julia Wells gets it. She attacks the basket. She runs into Lauren Ballou, and they're going to call the block and send Julia Wells to the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
So here, score is now 38-25. That is the third foul on Pisco this quarter. Free throw is up and no good. Second free throw is up, and it is good. Score is now 38-26. Then Cody gets it in to Macy Devlin. She brings it up. She kicks left to Cody. Cody swings it to Scout Ballou. He gets it back up top to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin finds Jade Cody out on the lane. She dribble penetrates and kicks back out to Macy Devlin. She decides not to take that shot and kicks it to Lauren Ballou. They find Alexis Marcos up top. She kicks back right to Jade Cody. Jade Cody dribble penetrates. She goes up and she's going to be fouled and go back to the free throw line for two more.
Messer Insurance Agency free throws.
That foul was on number 22. That was on Julia Wells, number 4. That's her fourth.
Man.
First free throw by Jade Cody is up and no good.
Wells has done a good job. You know, she picked up 3 in the first quarter and just now picking up her fourth.
She hasn't stopped playing hard. They just stopped calling her.
Exactly.
And you got to give her credit. She's played and not picked up that fourth until now. Here's 14 seconds left. Second free throw for Jade is no good. 12-point lead remains intact for Pisgah as Tuscola has the ball with 8 seconds left here in the quarter. They're out on the wing, and that's another steal for Pisgah. Lauren Ballou gets it. She gets it to Macy Devlin. Time runs out before we can get it to half court. So with that, Pisgah will take a 38-26 lead here to the fourth quarter. We're going back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTO Radio, WPTOradio.net. We're home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long. Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And folks, we're back to you live with the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Pisgah ladies are at 38-26 headed to the fourth quarter. We'd like to take a moment to thank all of our Pisgah sponsors, Pisgah basketball sponsors this season. We've got Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Stores, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messenger Insurance, Canton Insurance, Former Contractor, Stevenson Pest Control, and Paper Town Rental Equipment. So guys, Tesco will have the ball inbounding here on the sidelines. They kept it close that quarter.
Yeah, they actually scored a 7-6 in that quarter.
So Pisgah comes out and immediately in the 1-2-2 and forces another turnover on a jump ball. Bailey Connor ties that up top, and Pisgah will get the ball back here with 7:53 as the official runs Jay Cody over on the sideline.
I know. I'd be really surprised if we don't turn the heat back up right here now just to get a little more separation.
Get the ball into Chandler. She finds Macy Devlin on the sidelines. I get it to Jade Cody. She takes the jump shot. It's missed. Rebounded by Tuscola. And they're out and running. And they find Vesper Ford on the backside. Good hustle by Macy Devlin, who got that block on the backside. Actually, that was Samantha Horton on the backside. It's a little size discrepancy, but Macy still gets that block. Tuscola gets it in on the perimeter. Horton with the shot. That is missed. Rebounded by Tuscola again. Tried to outlet pass and deflected by Pisgah, and the ball goes out of bounds. Tuscola will have control here on their sidelines in front of the student section. They get the ball in up top. They'll set their offense up. Pisgah's now in a 2-3 zone. They come back. Julia Wells dribbles, penetrates all the way to the backside. That shot is blocked. They rebound it by Kendall Williams. She puts it back in. Chandler Lowry quickly goes the other way. The score's now 38-28. A 10-point lead by Pisgah. Macy Devlin gets it. She gets it to Jade Cody. She swings it over to Bailey Connor. Bailey Connor gets it to Macy Devlin. Macy gets it to Jade Cody. Jade Cody finds a cutting Bailey Connor.
There you go, ass.
Now it's a 2-point, additional 2 points. 40-28, Pisgah leads here with 6:47 left. Just that quick, Pisgah gets another turnover. Jay Cody gets it, goes the other way. Kylie Leonard with the steal. Kylie Leonard gets it. She finds Chandler Lowry
good
down
pass.
Yeah, good pass.
Chandler Lowry finishes.
She threaded that one.
I like to see that. Your center finding your point guard for
yes.
A layup on the other end. Score's now 42-28. Another steal by Pisgah, deflected by Kylie Leonard, stolen by Jay Cody. She goes end-to-end, misses that shot, rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola comes back the other way. Got a lot of pressure there. Ball swung all the way to the outside. Julia Wells takes that shot. But rebounded, missed, but rebounded by Tuscola. Shot goes up and blocked. This one's rebounded by Chandler Lowry.
Wow. Wow.
And on that tie-up, that was rebounded by Chandler and Kendall Williamson. They tied it up. They called the jump ball, so possession will stay in possession of Tuscola underneath their own basket. Tuscola inbounds. The pressure's up top. Almost a walk there with the pressure going on. The dribble penetrates. She gets in there. Shot's missed, but rebounded by Tuscola and put back. That was cool. Now Lowry has it. She finds Bailey Connor underneath. Reverse layup, and that is good. 44-30, Pisgah's leading. With that, a deflection by Bailey and Jay. It's stolen by Bailey. They get it over to Chandler, who gets it to Macy. Macy goes up.
Great job using her body right there.
All almost had the and one there, folks. That went in and out, but she will go to the free throw line for two more.
Messer Insurance offerings. Free throws. Offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Speaking of fast, Pisgah's back to playing really fast here. Macy with that free throw is good. The second free throw is good. Score is now stretched to a 16-point lead, 46-30. Tuscola has it. They're trying to get it up the court. They get it all the way out on the wing. Now it's contested. Looks like they caught a push on Kylie Leonard there. I'm not sure about that one.
No, we've got pretty good defense from here.
But we'll take that. That's only the second on Kylie. First for Pisgah this quarter. 5:18 left in this game. Your Bears lead by 16. Tuscola inbounding the ball underneath their own basket. They're looking. They finally get it in. Blocked by Kylie Leonard. She has it. She's trying to get it to Chandler. Chandler goes the other way. She finds Macy Devlin on the outside. Macy swings it all the way to Jade Cody, who finds Bailey Connor for a three. That is no good, but rebounded by Tuscola and tied up by Kylie Leonard. So possession will stay with Pisgah here underneath their own basket. 5:01 left here in the fourth period. Chandler's looking. She finds Jade Cody. Jade Cody finds... Look for Chandler back there. Hit her in the ankle there, and the ball goes out of bounds on Pisgah. I don't think Chandler was expecting it, and pretty a little too close to comfort. Tuscola with the ball back. Tuscola comes. They got it past half court. They got it out on the right wing. Jade Cody playing the ball. Jade Cody with the deflection, still by Kylie Leonard.
Push it, push it.
Kylie Leonard gets it to Chandler. Chandler goes the other way. Chandler pulls up at the free throw line. Shot is up. No good.
In and out.
Rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola comes back the other way. Bailey Connor's on the ball. She swiped it and knocked it out of bounds. Ball will stay with Tuscola here in front of the scores table. Tuscola's looking to bring it in. And quickly, Coach Sutton wants another timeout with 4:28 left here in the fourth period.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
He's got to be getting close out of timeouts.
I think they've used some of all.
Maybe. Yep.
Yeah, at this point, they've used an awful lot of them. You know, they used two within the first 6 minutes of this game.
Yep.
Good for him. He's trying to keep his girls in this game.
Yeah, they fought hard.
They have fought hard in this game.
You know, we're up 16, but we're also 1 of 9 from the three-point line tonight. And have missed 8 free throws. So
we've had opportunities to blow this one open. They're doing what they have to try to stay in this game, and that is be physical.
Yep.
We talked about it before the game. We got to keep our composure. And I think part of that is from a shooting aspect. We're a better shooting team than that.
Yep.
But with the physical play, sometimes you rush that shot a little bit.
Absolutely.
Even your free throws, you're so amped up. So as we start back play here with 4:27, your Bears up 16. Tuscola has the ball. They cross half court with it. Bailey applying the pressure. Get it in the corner. Another deflection. They come back. That one was kicked by Macy. She didn't. Chandler may have had that steal in the passing lanes. Our girls do a great job of help on the backside.
They really do. Help defense is great.
Pisgah now in a 2-3 zone as they inbound. That looked like a wall underneath. Ball goes up. Shot goes up. Rebounded by Macy. Macy just goes in the end the other way. She gets it to Kylie, and it's a turnover going back the other way for Tuscola. Tuscola scores. It's 46-32. They'll get it into Chandler. She'll bring it up this time. She'll get it over to Jay. That's a back screen. Macy comes off of it. Bailey Connor finds Kylie Leonard on the backside. Scores down 48-32. Tuscola comes back the other way. They get it in the middle. Looks like a deflection. She gets it to Macy Devlin. Macy Devlin dribble penetrates. She gets it out to Chandler. Chandler gets it, takes it. She finds Bailey Connor on the outside. Wide open three. Gave it up.
Oh, get it.
But rebounded by Kylie Leonard. Another 2 points for Pisgah. 50-32. Pass goes up. Almost another steal by Pisgah. Julia Wells goes to the basket. She looks down at the basket. It's deflected by Macy Devlin out of bounds. 3:02 left in this game. Pisgah leads 50-32. Starting to stretch it out here, Jim.
Yep.
Tuscola inbounds it. Shot goes up. That's air ball. Rebounded by Jade Cody. Jade Cody gets it out, and she throws it away in the middle. Tuscola comes back the other way. Julia Wells takes it to the basket, and she is fouled by Macy Devlin.
I don't like the one-handed pass.
Now, one thing I've noticed here in the second half, you know, it's kind of whoever's rebounded is taken off with it. We've turned it over a lot by doing that. Got to get it, slow back down, get it into, you know, proper hands and run the floor and get it back and score on free throws. First free throw was up and good. Second free throw, bouncing about 3 times, it goes in. Scores now 50-34. Pisgah ahead with 2:46 left. Chandler has it up top. She kicks left to Jay. Jay dribbles right. She gets it to Bailey Connor. She goes inside. She goes up with a shot and finishes. Scores now 52-34 with 2:28 left. Tuscola gets the ball up. They go down the left side. They go up for a shot, and they get another foul.
Wow.
On Kylie Leonard. That will be the third foul on Kylie Leonard. We're back to some fouls that are going one way. Since Tuscola to the line, sometimes the ball never lies.
Exactly.
Missed free throw there. Score is now still 52-34. Pisgah up by 18. 2:19 left in the game. Is Scout Ballou, Lauren Ballou, and Alexis Marcos leave Bailey Connor and Chandler Lowry in the game. Second free throw is up to good. And guys, I'm not sure how, but Tuscola is called for another timeout.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Service. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
They may have carried some timeouts over from last game. You know, I don't.
Yeah.
they may have.
Had them in the bank.
We're going to have to start keeping track. Maybe I am being a little unfair when I say that. It just seems like there has been an awful lot of timeouts called on the Tuscola sidelines. And, you know, we may have missed one or two, and maybe that was Pisgah calling the timeout.
Right.
It was Tuscola.
So 2:19 left here in the fourth quarter. Your Bears up 52-35. After a slow pace in that third quarter, our Lady Bears have picked up the pace here in the fourth quarter. See what Tuscola does here. Looks like they're going to come out and press full court man-to-man. Bailey gets it into Chandler. Chandler goes through. She gets it past half court. Sets it up, gets it over to Bailey Connor on the right wing. She finds Scout Ballou cutting. She kicks back out to Lauren. Lauren with the three. Shots up, rebounded by Scout Ballou.
Come on.
Missed shot. Lauren Ballou gets the rebound. She finds Chandler Lowry. Chandler Lowry kicks back out to Lauren. Shoot that three, Lauren. She dribbles in and misses that. And the deflection on the rebound goes out on Pisgah. It will be Tuscola ball. Pisgah's going to drop back in this 1-2-2 three-quarter court press. Tuscola brings it up. They get it past half court. They're looking to get it cross court. Dribble penetrate is up, and another foul call on Bailey Connor this time. We'll send Kiska to the line, or Tuscola to the line. Not sure how some of those underneath the other basket weren't called, but they'll call down on this one.
Yeah, they look very similar.
First free throw for Tuscola is up and good. Bailey Connor, that's her fifth foul, so she'll foul out of the game. Looks like Jaden Ballou makes her entry into the game. Second free throw is up and good. Scores now 52-37. Chandler Lowry is about mugged on the inbound. So do call that. That's just the second foul on Tuscola. So Tuscola's looking to press. On the floor for Pisgah, we've got Scout Ballou, Chandler Lowry, Lauren Ballou, Alexis Marcos, and Jaden Ballou. And that is number 5 on number 14 for Tuscola. Pressing here, deflected off of Julia Wells. Ball will go back in. Chandler looked at Scout and said if she wants to cut that off, throw it long. Get the pass in this time. Chandler has it. She goes, brings it up. She gets by Julia Wells. It's all the way in. It's bumped, and she goes up and makes the shot.
That's her fifth.
And that is her fifth. And he's calling that on the floor.
Wow.
So doesn't give her the 2 points. My goodness. It's just the third foul. That should be number 5 on number 4. Not sure what we're doing here.
Well, should have been an and one as well.
Not sure why they're letting her stay in the game. Coach Sutton just waiting his time for some reason. He's going to have it underneath their own basket. Chandler's looking. She finds Lauren Ballou underneath. She goes up with a shot. That's off. Rebounded by Tuscola.
Why are we not running the clock? Back
Tuscola
it out.
Has it back. And this end, they're looking to attack. Deflected out of bounds by Lauren Ballou. Tuscola will have it in front of their own bench looking inbound. They get it inbounds. They look down low. That one's deflected. Scout Ballou gets it. Chandler Lowry decides to hold it up. She attacks. She brings it back out. Finds Jaden Ballou for the shot. Jaden Ballou misses that shot. Rebounded by Tuscola. No. Alexis Marcus battles. But the ball goes out of bounds on Alexis Marcus. Tuscola's ball scores now 50-37. Tuscola gets it up. They get it to the free throw line. Looks like another deflection and turnover, but Kendall Williamson battles for it. Now a jump ball. The entire Tuscola bench is standing up, yelling at the referee. Tuscola will inbound the ball underneath their own bench. They get it in to Williamson. She goes up. And that basket is good. Scores now 52-39. Chandler Lowry goes the other way. She goes up with a shot. That is no good. Not sure how that's not a foul on that end again. Just not going to give us anything on that end, Jim. Pisco will retain possession. Chandler finds Lauren Ballou. She goes up with a shot. That's all. Rebounded by Alexis Marcos. She'll bring it out. Chandler has it. Chandler brings it out. Sets it up. Kicks it out to Jaden Ballou. Jaden Ballou with the shot. That is good. 54-39. 14 seconds left. Tuscola brings it back. 8 seconds left. They have it up top. Able to penetrate. Look down low. Goes up. Missed shot. The rebound on the backside. It's scored. Tuscola. that will be your final, folks. 54-41. Tuscola loses this game to Pisgah. When we come back, we'll have the player of the game. And we'll talk about the boys' game coming up. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Mark, what stats and player of the game you got for us, buddy?
Yep, absolutely. We ended with still some balanced scoring. We had eight girls in the scoring column. But it's time for our A1 Storage Player of the Game. And tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah player goes to Bailey Connor. She had 10 points. Looking for a safe place to store any of your items from wandering eyes with 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981, conveniently located for all your storage needs. So Bailey Connor is your A1 Storage Player of the Game.
Yeah, Bailey played with a lot of effort, a lot of physicality. She fouled out there, but effort was really there with her. Tell us a little bit about... You had several girls look like they were getting close to double figures there today.
Yep, we did. We had, which Macy had 4. Chandler Lowry had 13 and 5 rebounds. Jake Cody finished with 4. Scout Blue, she chipped in 4. Alexis Marcos, 5. And also Kylie Leonard had 10 points and 5 rebounds. So... kind of well-rounded effort from our girls.
Yes, Jack, what was your thoughts? I know that was probably a little too close for comfort, of course, but what was your thoughts on
that third quarter? We didn't shoot the ball very well. We got back to pressing them, and that is the reason we get that big lead.
Yeah, it was a nice effort. Probably not the second half that we're used to. I think how many points did we have in the second half there?
Second half we had 22, but we only had 6 in the third quarter. So the third quarter was a little low for us.
So not what we're used to there. A good hard fought game. Something you'd expect out of a good contest like this. It's a big rivalry. Played hard.
Yup. And we ended up also 1 of 10 from the three-point line. So not our greatest effort tonight from the three-point line.
So with that, we're going to head back to the studio for a quick message from our sponsors. When we get back, we're going to talk about this boys basketball game that we've got coming up. Another big rivalry matchup. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah Sports.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Jack Webb, Senior Financial Advisor at First Citizens Wealth and Management. Let him show you the impact that comprehensive financial planning may have on your goals and needs. Call 452-6314 for your free consultation. First Citizens Wealth and Management. Member of FINRA, SIPC, an SEC registered broker dealer, and investment advisor. So, guys, folks, it's time for our keys to the game. I'm going to go to our sponsor, Mr. Jack Webb, and see what his key to this game is tonight.
Well, I haven't seen the Pisgah boys recently, but you guys talking of the Raiders, they played really well. They lost to North Buncombe the first time at the Catamount Clash. It was a really close game. I was impressed.
So what about you, Mark?
Well, I expect Tuscola. Nathan Messer is very familiar with our team, obviously. I'm sure he's got a game plan cooked up, but I think we're going to need to handle their pressure, their press. He's probably going to try to disrupt things and keep us out of our flow. But again, this is Pisgah Tuscola. I talked earlier about the adrenaline and the hype, and you got a father coaching on one team and a son playing on the other team. The emotions are going to be a little high. Everybody wants to win this game. So I say we just keep our composure, handle the pressure, and just play Pisgah basketball like these boys have been playing, and we're going to be fine.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there with the composure piece. We talked about it in the girls' game. You know, you come in heavily favored. You know they're going to give you your best shot. You know it's going to be physical. We've seen three straight games where we've got out the big lead. Then they let it get a little physical. We didn't get the calls that maybe we got in the first quarter, and they made it a game. So that composure piece throughout this game is going to be big for our kids tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's like I say, I'd like to be around the maybe the supper table tomorrow night at the Messer House to see who's getting to give who a little business about tonight's game.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would have wanted to be around the dinner table last night.
Right.
But tomorrow night would be fun.
Yeah,
and being a mom, wife of those two, I'm sure is very interesting. We've got Nicholas's brother, Dominic, back here tonight.
Hey, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, too, Mom's pulling for son more she's pulling for dad. Because I know how it would be in my household. Mom's going to pull for son over me anytime.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, we got several of our former players and college athletes up there. I see Titus Bridges up there. He's playing up at Concord now. Dominic Messer playing at Greenville College in soccer. We got Sawyer Blue at Wingate, Jake Lowry at Anderson U up there. Andrew Harden, I see him up there. He's playing soccer at Belmont Abbey, I believe. So a lot of former athletes back here.
Hey, it's really good. Number one, it's good that we got that many former athletes playing at the next level, number one. Number two, that they come back to support their high school team. That's really cool.
That is cool. So, folks, before we get started in this game, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
To some, a baby's babbling doesn't mean much, but it does. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box here at Tuscola High School. Getting ready for this boys' game. We're about ready for the starting lineups for both teams. Gentlemen, any last thoughts before we get here?
My only thoughts is I'm excited, man. It's getting loud in here. The hype. This action is going to be fast-paced. I'm ready to go. Go Bears.
Yeah, the crowd keeps getting bigger. The energy keeps getting heavier. So it should be a very, very fun game here. We're going to have our work cut out for us. We're going to have to stand up behind the Tuscola student section.
Yep, absolutely.
I stood up a little bit and then sat back down. For Pisgah tonight, we got number 3, Isaiah Mintz, guard. Number 10, Maddox Wright. Forward. Number 21, Nick Messer, forward. Number 23, Campbell Crook, guard. And number 32, Mason Putnam, guard. And it's loud in here, guys. I'm glad I knew who those kids were because I couldn't hear a lot.
I can't either.
But for Tuscola, we've got number 3, Stonewall Strickland. Number 5, Gavin Chusenard. We got number 10, Anthony Massey. We got number 12, Bryce Ferguson. And then we got number 14, Jet Bartley. So I'm looking at, it's like four guards and a forward in this starting lineup. A little different than what Tuscola showed in the girls' game.
Yep. So, interesting question here. Let's say we come down to the last second shot of the game and Nick Messer takes it. Does Dad want him to hit it and be a proud dad, or does Dad want him to miss it and win the game?
Well, I know Coach Messer, and he's as competitive as anybody. But if it comes to one of his sons shooting, I'm sure he's hoping it goes in.
Absolutely.
Pisgah wins the tip, comes down. Nick Messer does get it out on the wing. He finds Maddox Wright. Kicks out to Campbell Crook for the 3. That's off, but rebounded by Maddox Wright. Putback's missed. Tuscola gets the rebound, and Cousinard goes back the other way. Tuscola gets it. They kick it out on the left wing. Get back, dribble back right. Stonewall Strickland gets to the middle and finishes in the middle for a quick 2-0 lead to Tuscola. Mason Putnam comes back up and kicks right to Messer. Messer finds Maddox Wright. He gets it back to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam kicks it left. Campbell Crook gets back to Putnam. Putnam dribble penetrates. Ball is turned over and goes back to Tuscola, who goes back the other way. They try to get it up the court quickly. Maddox Wright deflects it out of bounds. Ball will stay with Tuscola midcourt in front of the scores table.
I'm not sure if they can hear this atmosphere over the radio, but it is loud here, and we are literally standing because we can't see over the student section.
Tuscola gets it. Gavin Cousinard gets the ball. He brings it up. He's got Isaiah Mintz guarding. Pisgah's in a man-to-man half court. Dribble penetrates, stolen away by Campbell Crook. He comes all the way back the other way, finishes at the rim over Ferguson, and the score is now 2-2 with 6:38 left. Escola comes back. Pisgah is in a half-court man. Straight man at the other end. Campbell Crook is terrorizing the ball. He kicks it out to Stonewall Strickland. He gets it deflected away, but collects it. He kicks back to the right side, and that ball is thrown out of bounds. And the turnover will get possession back to Pisgah. Pisgah's in their black uniforms, red letters, white trim. Tuscola's in their home white. White letters, or yellow letters, with black trim. Maddox Wright has it down low. He goes in, kicks to Messer. Messer with the three-point shot. It's in and out. Rebound goes to Maddox Wright. He finds Mason Putnam outside. Mason dribble penetrates, finds Campbell Crook outside. Thinks about the three, pulls back, finds Messer on the outside for the three. And that is up and in. A three-point shot by
Forger Contracting.
Up Forger Contracting. That three-pointer was by Nick Messer. The score comes the other way, and they shoot their own three. Looks like they called it a two. It's 5-4 Pisgah with 5:37 left. Pisgah has the ball back the other way. Campbell Crook on the right wing. He swings it to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam has it up top. He finds Isaiah Minson down low. He kicks to Crook outside for the short jumper, and that is good. Pisgah now goes up 7-4. Tuscola pushes back the other way here with 5:15 left in the first period.
Really nice jumper by Crook from baseline.
That was. Tuscola with a missed jump shot and rebounded by Tuscola. And number five, Gavin Schuchenhoff, makes that three. Scores now 7-7 as Pisgah brings the ball here right to left. Mason Putnam finds Crook. Crook looks inside, ball's deflected. Turned over to Tuscola. They come quick the other way. They find Strickland out on the outside for the three. That's in and out, rebounded by Maddox Wright. He outlets to Mason Putnam, who quickly goes the other way. Mason finds Campbell Crook cutting, and that shot is good. 9-7 now, Pisgah. 4:28 left here in the first period. Tuscola walks it up this time. They get it out on the left wing. Almost turned over. And number five for Tuscola corrals that. Gavin looks. He kicks it back to the right. Bryce Ferguson with a deep three. And that three is good for Tuscola. Tuscola takes their first lead of the game. 10-9 as the student section goes wild and turns. Pisgah comes back the other way. Mason Putnam finds Nick Messer on the perimeter. Nick Messer with a three. That is missed. Rebounded by Tuscola. And they go back the other way. Tuscola has it. They dribble penetrating. That's Ferguson going to the basket. And he finishes at the basket. And Tuscola looks 12-9. Pisgah walks it up now with 3:36 left. Mason Putnam has it. Kicks to Messer. Messer kicks to Campbell. Campbell kicks to Messer. Messer gets it to Putnam. Putnam gets it back to Campbell. He finds Isaiah Mintz down low. Tuscola's in a 3-2 defense. And that three-point shot is banked in by Campbell Crook. Scores now 12-12 here with 3:12 left in the first period.
I'm not sure he called that one, but we'll take it.
We'll take it. The bank is open tonight,
yes.
Gentlemen. Tuscola has it on the other end. Pisgah pressures. Mason Putnam comes up with a steal. He goes in to end, and that is blocked, but called foul. And the Tuscola fans are not happy about that. And that will send Mason Putnam to the line.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
So folks, that first Messer Insurance free throw by Mason Putnam was missed at the front end. I felt like somebody got underneath Mason there.
Yep.
I'm not sure about who they called it on, but I think he definitely got fouled. Mason Putnam with the second free throw is up and no good. That time rebounded by Bartley. And Tuscola will go back the other way. Ferguson has it up top. He kicks it to Gavin. Gavin kicks it over to number 00 for Tuscola. Not sure of his name. Kicks it back out to Strickland. Strickland gets it to Ferguson. He dribble penetrates. He goes up. Missed shot, rebounded by Robinson. Robinson outlets to Campbell Crook. Campbell Crook quickly pushes him. He finds Robinson outside, who quickly gets it to Putnam. Putnam rotates it back out to Robinson. Gets it back to Putnam. He dribble penetrates. Kicks it out. Robinson gets it to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright goes up. Missed, but he got his own rebound. And the putback was missed again. But the ball is deflected out of bounds off of Tuscola, and Pisgah will retain possession underneath their own basket. Score again, folks, 12-12 with 2:13 left in the first quarter. Isaiah Morris in now for Isaiah Mintz. We got Camden Robinson in, Campbell Crook in, Mason Putnam in, and Maddox Wright for Pisgah. Tuscola remains in this 2-3 zone. Mason Putnam just buries a three. Pisgah 15-12 lead.
This three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
And that defensive pressure by Pisgah on the other end causes a turnover by Tuscola. With 1:56 left, Pisgah will get the ball back, up 15-12. Putnam gets it to Morris. Morris cross courts to Crook. Crook gets it all the way back to Putnam and gets it to Morris. Swing it all the way back around to Robinson. Robinson finds Putnam. He swings cross court to Crook. He hits the three.
And this three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
It's an 18-12 point lead.
Campbell Crook is having a day right now.
Sophomore has stepped up. Tuscola has it on the other end. Bryce Ferguson tries to dribble penetrate. Looks like it was blocked by Maddox Wright. Campbell Crook gets the rebound. He comes the other way. And he goes to Robinson. Looked like the ball went off of Tuscola. And Jeff Bartley must have been standing out of bounds. So the basket off the putback will be no good. Pisgah gets it in. Gets another three.
Campbell.
And this three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Campbell has 15 points in his first quarter.
That runs the score to 21-12. Tuscola goes right back the other way. And Gavin Schutenard hits a shot, gets the score to 21-14. Mason Putnam quickly brings it this way. He finds Morris. Morris is outside. He thinks about the three. He kicks it back to Mason Putnam, who attacks the basket. He goes up and in. Score is now 24-14 with 25 seconds left. So Scola goes back the other way. Get it up top to Ferguson, who kicks it to Stonewall Strickland. To get it back up top. Off balance shot by double zero. And that is no good. Rebounded by Mason Putnam. He quickly brings it the other way. Cook with another three.
Oh.
That was off the back rim. Rebounded by Tuscola. They go the other way. And no foul called. Looked like there was a deflection off of Pisgah. Tuscola will get the ball. Coach Messer and the Tuscola fans are not happy about that kind of event. 0.2 seconds left here in the first period. We'll get Michael Devlin in for Mason Putnam. Tuscola inbound the ball at half court. Shot is up. Oh! It looked like they needed a tip, and Jeff Martin just missed that alley-oop tip. That will send us to the second quarter with your Bears up 24-14. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
Yeah, And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. We just had an outstanding first quarter there. They've made an adjustment on the scoreboard. Instead of 24-14, they're saying it is 23-14 at this time. So one of those three, they only counted as a two somewhere in there. So your Bears will carry a 9-point lead heading into the second period. But that was fast-paced, gentlemen. That was up and down. Pisgah able to pull away in the last 2.5 minutes of that quarter to open up this 9-point lead.
This is good basketball right there.
So Scola will inbound the ball and bring it up. On the court for Pisgah, we've got Micah Devlin, Mason Putnam, Nick Messer, Isaiah Mintz, and Maddox Wright. Pisgah's in a straight man-to-man half-court defense. Escola gets it up top. They get it inbounded. Gavin Chenard tries a three-point shot. And that is missed badly. He kind of rushed that one, I think. Good defense by Pisgah. With that, Coach Messer would like a timeout to talk things over real quick here in the second period.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
And I'm sure Coach Messer just wanted to remind, he's got a very seasoned kid in Gavin Chenard out there going to play collegiate basketball somewhere. But remain calm. That was a forced shot there. That was a tough look. So I'm sure he's reminding his guys, hey, we're in this game. Stay calm and let's keep playing. Pisgah will have the ball. They're coming right to left. Nick Messer with the three, and that is off the front end rim, rebounded by Tuscola. Tuscola goes the other way. Michael Devlin on defense there. Bryce Ferguson tries to go into Maddox Wright again. Maddox Wright holds his ground. Ball goes out of bounds, and they stay off of Maddox. A good defense by, help defense by Maddox Wright down there. Tuscola will look to inbound the ball underneath their own basket and find Strickland. He misses the jump shot. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He outlets to Nick Messer. He gets it back up. Finds Maddox Wright at the top. He kicks it over cross court to Micah Devlin. He gets it to Mason Putnam. They rotate it all the way back around to Maddox Wright. He dribble penetrates. Oh, misses that. Just in and out on that attack. Good take by Maddox. Tuscola gets the rebound and goes the other way, and there's Gavin Chenard. Gets all the way to the elbow and makes that shot. Now Pisgah's lead is 7 at 23-16. 6:50 left in the second period. Mason Putnam has it. He directs it over to the right wing to Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright dribbles over, hands off to Mason Putnam for the short jumper, and that is good for Mason Putnam. Scores back 25-16. Pisgah has a 9-point lead. Tuscola comes the other way. You get it down. Jump shot on the left wing for Tuscola. Missed, but rebounded by Tuscola. Go all the way to the basket. That's missed. Rebounded by Micah Devlin. He pushes back the other way. Finds Mason Putnam on the perimeter for a three. That's in and out. Almost a great look there by Pisgah. Mason Putnam almost buried that. Tuscola goes the other way. They put that up. That shot's missed. Rebounded by Mason Putnam. He comes out, pushes hard back the other way. He gets in the paint, cuts back out, finds Maddox right on the perimeter. He thought about that three-point shot, decides not to take it. You get it inside to Mintz, who kicks it back out to Maddox right. He does take a three this time, and that is missed. Rebounded by Strickland from Tuscola, and Tuscola goes back the other way. Dribble penetration by Tuscola, and they're going to call a foul on Isaiah Mintz as number 5 Chenard goes to the paint. It's going to be on the floor, though. It'll be Tuscola basketball underneath their own basket.
Hey, guys, I just realized double zero for Tuscola. Lohner is the son of former Pisgah standout Ed Lohner, who graduated in 1984. Very good basketball player.
Okay. What year is Lohner?
I really don't know what year he is.
Campbell Crook with the rebound on the missed shot. He comes quickly back the other way. Stops, penetrates, finds Mason Putnam outside. Mason gets all the way to the basket, and that is finished by Mason Putnam. Scores now 27-16 Pisgah. 5:14 left here in the second period. Lawner has it up top. He comes to the right. He hands off to Ferguson. Ferguson kicks back to Lawner. He shoots the three. No good. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He kicks out to Mason Putnam. Mason Putnam brings it up the right side. He's looking to attack. Decides to pull it back out. Gives it to Wright. Wright gets it back to Putnam. Putnam dribble, penetrates, attacks all the way to the basket. That was missed, but rebounded by Messer. Messer has it. He looks and finds Crook on the outside. He pump fakes, goes by to the basket. That shot's missed. Inside the paint and rebounded by Ferguson to Tuscola. Tuscola goes back the other way. Shedard takes it all the way to the basket, and a second foul here early in the, well, midway through the second period on Isaiah Mintz. It's going to be his second, team second, and send Shedard to the free throw line for two free throws. Starting to get a little physical out of here, gentlemen.
It is. It's, again, you can feel the energy in this building, man. It's
Pisgah here with an 11-point lead. First free throw is up and no good. Cameron Robinson will come in for Isaiah Mintz. Tuscola will have a second free throw here with 4:26 left in the second period. Again, Tuscola leads by 11. Second free throw is up and good. Cuts the Pisgah lead to 10. Messer gets it in to Putnam. Putnam walks it up. He finds Wright out on the perimeter. Wright looks to dribble, penetrate. He gets all the way to the basket. Makes that. And a foul is called on Jeff Bartlett that will send Maddox Wright to the line.
This Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
Against Pisgah scored a 29-17. Maddox with a chance to make it a 13-point lead. That is off the back rim, but goes in. Scores now 30-17. 4:16 left here in the second quarter. Tuscola gets the ball. Strickland dribbles, attacks, goes up. Shot is missed. Rebounded by number 10 for Tuscola.
Yep. Massey, Anthony Massey.
And that will send him to the free throw line for two free throws. That'll be the third foul on Pisgah this quarter with 4:07 left in the quarter. First foul on Nick Messer. First free throw for Tuscola is up and good. Second free throw. That's the ball. Massey has the ball. Up and good. Scores now 30-19 with 4:05 left in the second quarter. Putnam brings it up. He finds Crook. Crook tries to dribble, penetrate. Loses control, but regains it. Now he gets trapped in the corner, but he finds right up top. Finds Robinson down low. And that's going to be a foul on Strickland as he went up to block that. And that will send Robinson to the line for two Messimer Insurance free throws. First Messimer Insurance free throw is missed by Robinson. Tuscola will get Strickland out. He has his second foul of the game. Second foul of the quarter for them. Robinson with the second free throw is up and good. That gets Pisgah's lead to 12, 31-19. Tuscola goes the other way. They dribble, penetrate. Shot goes up from the elbow. That is missed and rebounded by Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright kicks out to Crook. Crook comes back the other way quickly. Warner gets call for the foul. That'll be the team's third foul. I believe it'll be his first. Pisgah will have the ball right in front of the Tuscola bench here near midcourt. Get Nick Messer out. Isaiah Morris comes in for him. Mason Putnam walks it out. Has it, hands to Crook. Crook gets it to Robinson. A kick left to Morris. Morris gets it back up top to Putnam. Putnam dribbles to his right, hands off to Wright. Wright takes a look. Gets it back to Putnam, hands back out to him. He dribbles into the paint, kicks back out to Wright for the three. And that three by Wright is good.
That three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
And that runs the score to 34-19, Pisgah. The Tuscola comes back, and Lahr hits a three to get the lead back to 12, 34-22. Pisgah comes back the other way. Tuscola still in a man-to-man defense here on this end. Morris has the ball up top. He's taking a look. He kicks back to Crook on the left wing. He looks to attack. He gets stopped. He kicks the ball back out to right on the wing. Maddox has it. He's looking to get to the elbow. He's getting in the paint. He's attacking. And looks like they got the foul on Massey. Reaching in from behind on the help defense is sending Maddox right back to the free throw line for it.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That is the first on Massey from Tuscola. Fourth team foul on Tuscola. With 2:18 left in the second period. First free throw by Maddox Wright is good. Runs the score to 35-22 Pisgah. Maddox has a second free throw, and that is good. Now we have a 14-point lead here, 36-22. Pisgah comes out in a diamond press. They're pressing. They got it trapped. They got Ferguson trapped. He gets it up court to Jet Bartley. Tuscola has a three-point shot up. That's no good. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He comes out, pushes it up himself, all the way up, finds Mason Putnam out on the wing. He dribble penetrates, gets it out to Morris for the three. That three is up and no good. Rebounded by Chouinard. Chouinard goes the other way for Tuscola. He gets all the way to the rim on the other side. That's missed. Rebounded by Tuscola, but the putback is missed as well. And it goes out of bounds on Tuscola. Ball goes back to Pisgah. 1:44 left in the second period. 14-point lead by Pisgah, 36-22. Mason Putnam has it up top. Fake handoff to Crook. Finds Morris up top. Morris hands back off to Mason Putnam. Putnam gets it to Crook on the backside. He attacks all the way to the rim. And it looks like we're going to get a foul on Chouinard. That will be team foul number 5 on Tuscola. And send Campbell Crook to the line for two more.
Messmer Insurance Agency free throws.
Nick Messer is not happy right now over on the other side talking to that official. First free throw by Pisgah is made. Good shot by Campbell Crook. 37-22 lead by Pisgah now. 15-point lead with 1:26 left in the second quarter. Second shot is up and good. 38-22 Pisgah. Pisgah's back out here in a full court press. They get the ball to half court with Bartley. Bartley gets it out on the wing. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He pushes back the other way quickly. He finishes at the rim. And quickly, Mason Putnam gets a steal on the inbound, and it's another foul on Tuscola. We send Mason Putnam back to the line for two more.
Messmer Insurance Agency free throws.
Great play by Maddox right there.
Great play by Maddox on that end. Rebound, bring it down the court, finish at the rim. Yep. Mason gets the steal here on the press, gets fouled on the footback. How quickly we've run this up to an 18-point lead. Mason's first free throw is missed. Score remains 40-22. 1:09 left here in the second period. That is the second foul on Lawler. Second free throw is good. Score now is 41-22. Pisgah back in the diamond press and get it past half court. Get the trap on the outside. Escola rotates it all the way left.
Whoa.
Ferguson goes to dribble penetrate. Campbell Cook tries to take the charge, but the call is a block on Campbell Cook. Fans are not, Pisgah fans are definitely not happy about that. So that is only the fourth foul for Tuscola for the quarter. They will get the ball back. Ferguson throws it off the back of one of the Pisgah players on an inbound play and finishes at the rim to get the score to 41-24 with 48 seconds left. Messer has it up top for Pisgah. He gets it to Putnam on the right wing. Putnam comes off of the screen for Maddox Wright. He gets it to Morris. Morris dribble penetrates, finds Wright outside for the three. It's off the back rim. Rebounded by Tuscola. Foul on, looks like they're going to give that to Messer. That'll be his second. And send Tuscola to the free throw line with 29.8 seconds left here in the second period.
Not sure what Coach Messer is upset about, but he has worked the officials the last four trips. And I mean, worked them.
He has worked them. He is working. As we've increased this lead, he is really working them right now. Tuscola will go to the free throw line. Micah Devlin comes into the game for Pisgah. First free throw is up and good for Tuscola. Score is now 41-25. Second free throw is up and good. 41-26, so the 15-point lead here with 27 seconds left. Morris has it on the right wing. He comes up, finds Wright up top. He hands to Putnam. Putnam kicks to Morris, who hands back to Putnam on that right wing. Putnam is trying to get it to, looks like Maddox Wright out on the wing. Maddox is cutting. Ball set out of bounds for a turnover on Pisgah. Possession goes to Tuscola here with 11.2 seconds left in the half. Tuscola inbounds the ball. They get it to half court before they pick it up. Ball's handed off. Get it back inside to Bartlett. He goes out with a jump shot. Missed. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. He tries to throw it the length of the floor. Gets it caught in the rafters. That will end the half with your Bears up 41-26. We're going to send it back to the studio for a message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have your halftime show, folks. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
Back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, where your Bears lead 41-26 here at halftime.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Paper Town Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2637.
So, Mark, you got some stat scores here?
I do. Got some good ones, too. We had three Bears in double figures in that first half. Kemble Crook absolutely came out of the gates on fire. He ended up with 16 for the first half and had 14 just in the first quarter. We went to the second quarter. Maddox Wright heated up. He got 10, and Mason Putnam has got 10. So, three Bears right there with 36 of our 41 points, playing really well. Campbell, you could tell, was just feeling it. I was telling y'all earlier, you know, Tuscola comes in as an underdog, big underdog. The energy they came out with, they knew they were playing Pisgah. Coach Messer, they want to play well for him because they're playing against his son. And it's just been a really good matchup, but we extended it out there to 15. And I hope we can extend it on out even more than that in the second half.
Now, I think the way we're playing right now, and we've sped them up a little bit, playing great defense, causing some difficult shots on their end. They're having trouble scoring the basketball. They're playing hard.
They are playing hard.
But we've been able to separate a little bit here. You're right. Campbell, I think, is averaging 14 and a half a game or something like that.
Right.
And to have 14 in the first quarter, he came out locked in, ready to play.
He really did. He was knocking them down.
They started with a 2-3 zone, so he had lots of openings to do that 3-point shot.
Hey, listen, we wasn't shy to put the three up either. We were 5-for-15 from 3-point line. 15 threes in the first half is a lot of threes. This could be a lot worse than what it is.
I'd say with scoring 41 here and with a 15-point lead, Road Armor's not going to change a whole lot from shot selection. You know,
right.
Most of the threes were good shots.
They were open shots.
I thought we ran the offense very well, played hard defensively as well.
Yeah. Yep, most definitely. It's our pressure again. We've said this time and time again about this Pisgah team. They play extremely hard after loose balls, rebounds, defense. They're just fun to watch because they make you make turnovers. And turnovers turn into fast break points. So, you know, that's their style.
And I felt like our depth really impacted Tuscola in that half. They came out and played with us, got it to 12-12. And if you think of that from that point on, pretty significant difference in scoring. So that was late in the first quarter. And we're able to rotate eight or nine kids in there, get some people some breaks. It allows us to play really hard. Got them frustrated, I think, in that second quarter.
Yep, definitely. And listen, not taking away, I'm really impressed with the number five. Is Chenard, is that how you say his name? Chenard? You can tell the kid can play. He gets to the rim well. He likes to slash and drive a lot. And for a kid that size, going to the hole, he attacks the rim.
Folks, we're going to send it back to the studio for a quick message from our sponsors. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control press box. So your Bears lead Tuscola 41-21 here at halftime. I'd like to thank all of our sponsors this year for Pisgah Basketball. Vestas Uniform Service, Champion Credit Union, A1 Stores, Mike's Heating and Air, Ken Wilson Ford, Messmer Insurance, Canton Insurance, Fordner Contractors, Stevenson Pest Control, and Papertown Equipment Rental. So Jack, the wrestling team is having quite a year as well. I want to give a shout out to them. Tell us a little bit about what you saw this past week.
We had a three-way match at Pisgah Tuesday night, and the Inca Jets, we beat them, I think, 57-12. West Henderson, probably 58-12. So they're doing really well. They went up to Bristol for a tournament, and they were second place against Dobbins Bennett High School. in the tournament.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, that tournament had about 35 teams in it.
35 teams.
Had several people place well, and they had two winners, I think.
Curtis and Landon Pope.
Was it Levi Early and Landon Pope, folks, won their weight class.
So what you're saying is we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Sounds like it.
And I like that they're sending them, to some other places like Johnson City to see some really good talent before we get into the playoffs this year.
Yep.
So, guys, if your coach, Rodomer, good first half, 15-point lead going in here. Any message you're giving to the young men as they come out in here in the second half?
I mean, my thing is let's keep putting the pressure on like they've been doing. We're creating turnovers. I would like to see, I'm getting greedy here. We're up 15, but we shot 5 of 15 from the three-point line. If we knock a couple more of them down, I mean, this thing is really out of hand. So, it being Tuscola, yeah, I'd like to come on out and just bury them in the second half and get it over with,
So, folks, with that message, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time. When we come back, we'll have the second half of this game between your Pisgah Bears and Tuscola. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah sports.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears!
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. 54 seconds left before we start this second half. Your Bears are out. They're huddled up. Coach Rono, we're giving them a passionate speech here coming into the second half. Tuscola is back out, ready to go. Last second thoughts here before we tip it off.
Hey, let's get after it. Like I said, rival game, 15 is not enough for me. I got a lot of good friends on the other side, but I want those bragging rights.
That's right.
On the floor for Pisgah is Mason Putnam, Isaiah Mintz, Nicholas Messer, Maddox Wright, and Campbell Crook. Pisgah's going to have the ball here at half court. Inbound goes to Mason Putnam. He brings it up. Tuscola looks like they're in a straight man-to-man half court. Messer finds Wright underneath. Layup is missed, rebounded by Tuscola, and Strickland pushes back the other way quickly. With a penetration by Bryce Ferguson, stripped away by Maddox Wright. Campbell Crook gets the steal, goes the other way, end to end. That shot is missed and rebounded by Tuscola, which will push back the other way. 7:28 left here in the third period. Good Bears up 41-26. Strickland goes to the basket, kicks back out to Jet Bartlett. And he hits a two-point shot. Joe must have been on the line out there. Runs the score to 41-28. Pisgah gets the ball back to Putnam's hands. Goes back the other way. He gets it cross-court to Mintz. Mintz gets it to Crook. Crook kicks all the way back to the other side to Mason Putnam. He dribble penetrates. Finds a cutting Mintz. Mishandles it, but recovered by Campbell Crook, who then turns around and throws it just past Messer. Backcourt with a turnover and go back to Tuscola. Tuscola will have it here on our sidelines, right in front of the student section. They inbound it to Strickland. Looks like they want to get it into his hands. to free up Chouinard a little bit, shooting the ball. Shot goes up, missed from the elbow by Massey. Rebounded by Pisgah. Pisgah gets it up the court quickly to Maddox right. He attacks the basket, draws the foul on Bartlett.
These Pisgah free throws are sponsored by Messer Insurance Agency, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Good job of pushing the pace by Pisgah. Good job of Maddox Wright attacking the basket. First free throw for Maddox is up and in. Runs the score to 41-28, 14-point lead. Second one is missed, rebounded by Tuscola. 6:33 left in the third period. Chouinard comes back this way. He hands off to Ferguson. He passes to Strickland. They get it back to Chouinard up top.
Yep.
And it looks like they call him for a double dribble there.
Good active defense causes turnovers.
Nick Mess will inbound the ball to Putnam. Putnam will bring it up. Tuscola will remain in this man-to-man defense. He gets the ball to Wright. He backs down Bartlett. Gets all the way to the basket. The shot looked like it was blocked, but it is a foul called on the backside by the official. Coach Messer will not be happy about that. There's another official standing right underneath it. Bartlett's not happy about it. That's his third. Tuscola second, but that will send Maddox right back to the line for two more.
Messer Insurance Agency free throws, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
Maddox's first free throw was up and good. Second one is up and good as well. Score now is 44-28. Pisgah with the lead, 16-point lead here. Tuscola comes back the other way. They get all the way to the basket. Chouinard has it, dribble penetrates, and kicks out to Strickland. Strickland finds Ferguson for the three. That is way off, rebounded by Maddox Wright. Maddox Wright kicks out to Putnam. Putnam goes all the way the other way, end to end. Kicks out for a three-point shot by Crook. That is missed, but rebounded by Mintz, and the putback is in. Scores now an 18-point lead by Pisgah. Tuscola gets back the other way. Another three-point goes up. No good. Rebounded, though, by Tuscola. Putback goes up. Maddox Wright with a block. Another three-point shot by Tuscola. That is missed. Maddox Wright tries to throw outlet pass. And the ball is thrown out of bounds. And the possession will go to Tuscola. Coach Messer now wants a timeout. I think he's not happy about all the threes that are being shot.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Hey, guys, I see one more thing here that I got to point out. Coach Messer's dad sitting behind a bench over there with his Tuscola yellow on. I'm sorry, if I hope my son Tyler is listening right now, because when your girls play and this happens, I will never sit on your side, Tyler. I will always be on Lucy and Ricky's side, just so you know that. Not happening.
That's hilarious.
That's tough for a granddaddy to be over there pulling for the son, you know?
Oh, yeah. Tuscola will have the ball here in front of the student section. They inbound the ball with 5:18 left in the third. Pisgah's with a 46-28 lead, 18-point lead here now. Tuscola has it. They dribble, penetrate, kick it back outside. Ferguson has it out on the perimeter. He dribbles left. He gets it back up to Chouinard. Putnam with the deflection. Recovered by Chouinard. He kicks out to one. The three, but Pisgah quickly goes back the other way. Campbell Crook finishes on a fast break, too. Pisgah's lead's now 17. Bernard dribble penetrates, stripped by Mintz. Campbell Crook with the ball. He goes back end to end. He goes up. That shot is blocked, but he gets his own rebound back, pulls it out. He's looking to kick around. He finds Mintz. Mintz attacks. He kicks out to Putnam. Putnam with a three. That is missed, but rebounded by Mintz. Mintz's putback is missed. This time rebounded by Tuscola. They come back the other way. Strickland has it. He's dribble penetrating. Deflection by Maddox Wright. He's out on the perimeter playing hard defense. Three-point shot goes up by Tuscola. That's way off. Rebounded by Strickland though. That's stolen away by Mason Putnam, and he goes end-to-end the other way. Misses that shot. The putback by Putnam. Or Maddox Wright misses, but Nicholas Messer stays with it and finishes the putback on the other side, and that gets us to a 50-31 lead.
How about the trailing right there? Missed shot, Maddox Wright gets it, misses it. Nick Messer still follows it up. Two offensive rebounds in a row.
And that gets the score, folks, the 19-point Pisgah lead. 50-31 with 3:48 left. Unfortunately, Stonewall Strickland just went off the court with what looked to be an ankle injury. We'll see if he can make it back. He went straight into their room where they rehab out here at Tuscola. Tuscola gets another three-point shot, and that is good. Runs the score to 50-34. Pisgah gets the ball back, and they're coming back the other way. Cameron Robinson in the game now for Nick Messer. Mintz has it. He hands off to Mason Putnam. He dribble penetrates, kicks back out to Robinson for the three. And that three is in for Robinson. 53-34, Pisgah lead now.
That three-point shot was sponsored by Farber Contracting.
Tuscola has it on the other one. Another deflection by Mason Putnam. Tuscola tries to dribble penetrate. That three-point shot's up. Front end rims, rebounded by Mason Putnam. He's pushing back the other way really fast. Pulls up for the jump shot. That's short. Rebounded by Tuscola. Looks like another steal. This time by Maddox Wright, who kicks out to Robinson for the three. That three's missed. This time rebounded by Putnam. It looks like they're on the ground. The ball's tied up. And a lot of commotion down there. Got to break them up. Not sure. Looks like things got a little heated out down there on the floor. We got a stoppage in play. The officials are getting together. Looks like they're calling a jump ball, which I do know that was a jump ball. We'll see if there was any technicals called on both teams. Fisher's talking to Coach Messer. Coach Rodomer looking on to make sure he understands.
Little scuffle. You wouldn't expect anything less.
Little scuffle. I'd like to see at least a double technical here on both teams.
Yep.
Just to calm things down a little bit.
Absolutely.
I think that's what Coach Messer's saying as well. Little scrum on the floor there.
Now Mason and Lohner having a little... I think they were chatting up pretty friendly there, though.
Yeah, it seemed like it. So Scola gets the ball back. They get it to half court. Ferguson dribble penetrates. Maybe that's how they're going to get control of this game a little bit. Because that would not have been called in the first two and a half quarters. Foul there on Campbell Crook. As Ferguson attacks the basket, that's just the first foul on Pisgah. They actually gave that to Mason Putnam. They gave it to the wrong individual. First foul on Mason. Tuscola has it on the perimeter. Three-point shot by Rawl. He hits that. Score now 53-37. Pisgah goes back the other way. Hard foul by Lawyer and Crook on the perimeter. And Rodomer is back talking to him quite a bit. Pisgah will have the ball on their own baseline underneath their own basket. That is the third foul on double zero.
I think this is a good move, getting Lohner off the floor for a minute, because he getting a little emotional.
He was really emotional in the scrum and after. Pisgah gets the ball in the right. He attacks, gets inside, ball short. Massey with the rebound. Tuscola comes back the other way. Stonewall Strickland back all the way in. He goes up, and he is fouled hard by Pisgah. Basket is no good, and he'll go to the free throw line for two more free throws here. 1:59 left in the third period. 16-point Pisgah lead, 53-37. It doesn't seem like things have calmed down much here.
Not much. Not much. Like I said, Lohner was going after Maddox there. That's the wrong one to be going. Maddox is not going to back down.
Yeah, no, he's not. And Nick Messer comes back in for Isaiah Mintz. First free throw for Stonewall was good. The score is now 53-38. Second free throw is good. It's 53-39, a 14-point Pisgah. Campbell Crook, Nick Messer, Maddox Wright, Mason Putnam, and Cameron Robinson on the floor. Mason Putnam attacks the basket, kicks back out a deflection, but Campbell Crook gets a hold of it. He dribble penetrates, so he kicks out to Robinson. He slides and falls, but recovered by Crook. Crook has it. He's attacking the basket. Finds Nick Messer inside, and he finishes for the 2 points. It's now 55-39. Tuscola comes back quick the other way. Three-point shot by Ferguson. That's in and out. Rebounded by Maddox Wright. 1:21 left here in the third period. Mason Putnam pushes back the other way. Hands off to Robinson. He kicks it left to Wright. Wright has it up top. He's looking. He finds Campbell Crook on the wing. Dribble penetration all the way to the basket, and he finishes. Scores now 57-39. Pisgah back to an 18-point lead.
Crook is tough on that drive, man. He can finish.
Tuscola comes back the other way. Sets her with a three. That's short. Go up for a rebound. Looks like it went out on Strickland. That will be Pisgah's ball here on that deflection and the rebound. 49.8 seconds left in the third period. Pisgah leading 57-39. Been a big last minute and a half for Pisgah. Mason Putnam has the ball. He's bringing it up slowly. He hands to Wright. Wright dribble penetrates, goes all the way to the basket. Ball is deflected out of bounds off Massey. Maddox wanted to foul. Call not given. Pisgah will have the ball underneath their own basket. Mason Putnam inbounds to Isaiah Morris. Gets it back to Putnam. Putnam attacks. Misses the shot, but gets his own rebound. Putback's good. 59-39. Pisgah leads. Tuscola gets it back. They've got it on the perimeter. They drive inside. Chouinard takes it all the way to the basket. He draws the foul and will go to the line for two Tuscola free throws.
It's a good move. Like I said earlier, that's a kid right there. He gets to the rim really well, too.
Tuscola had another kid just run off to the locker room. They should allow the young man at the table to get in, but he's not. First free throw by Chouinard is good. Scores now 59-40. Student section cheering for the young man that just came in for Tuscola, number four. Second free throw is up and good. Maddox Wright with the ball out on the three-point line. He thinks about it, pulls it back, backs Strickland down, kicks out to Putnam for the three. That is no good. Rebound goes to Tuscola, goes to Chouinard. Time runs out before he can get the shot off. And with that, Pisgah will take a 59-41 lead here to the fourth quarter. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction. Vestas proudly backs the Bears.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Let's go courtside as Pisgah basketball continues.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. If you missed any of the Bears basketball or football, you can catch up on Pisgah On Demand. Simply go to WPTLradio.net, click on the sports tab, and choose Pisgah On Demand from the drop-down menu. You can listen to the 2018 entire football season and up-to-date basketball. Pisgah On Demand, check it out. As the fourth quarter starts, Pisgah has the ball up 59-41. Moving left to right here, Mason Putnam, dribble penetration. He kicks to Crook. Crook dribble penetrates, kicks to right. Wright has it on the left wing. He finds Mintz underneath, kicks out to Messer for the three, and Nick Messer with the three.
His three-point shot is sponsored by Forga Contracting.
Tuscola comes back the other way. They get it in the paint. Jump shot's missed, but rebounded by Strickland. He goes up for the shot, and that foul's called on Mintz. That will send Strickland to the line for two. Oh, he calls that on the floor. So that will be Tuscola's ball on the floor. Score is now 61-41, 62-41, 7-17 left. Schnard takes a three. That's up and good. Run the score to 62-44. Pisgah gets the ball in to Crook. Crook brings it up. Pisgah is still in this man-to-man. They look to trap up top. Kick it out to Messer. Messer kicks it to right. Sets a screen. Maddox right goes the other way.
Oh, my goodness. Maddox
rushes it. Rushed it. 64-44 lead. Strickland goes the other way. Maddox, he felt. He called the what?
I think so. Maddox right with the drive and the flush.
Woo. I'm not sure about that last one. He may have walked, but he had somebody on his shoulder, but we'll take it. Maddox right with the big drive and flush. 64-44, Pisgah leads with 6:41. Mason Putnam has it. He's attacking. He kicks out to Maddox right. I think he's hoping for another drive and dunk. They get to Crook. Crook goes all the way to the basket. He misses that layup. Rebounded by Tuscola. They go the other way. Good attack, though. Schnard almost loses it. Tuscola gets it back. They kick it out to Strickland. Strickland attacks to the basket. He gets all the way and finishes 64-46. Pisgah inbounds the ball. Tuscola trying to press all the way up the court. Campbell Crook goes by. He finds Mason Putnam. He dribble penetrates. Reverse layup goes in. 66-46. Tuscola goes back the other way. Attacks the basket. Massey will get the foul called on Maddox Wright.
I think he would have had to block really good if he just had to came down like that.
Yeah, I think he's still a little juiced up from that dunk on the other end.
I'm going to tell you, I didn't see that coming. I thought it was going to be a layup, and just all of a sudden he jams it. It's like.
Free throw is in and good from Tuscola. I talked about the former athletes here. They're all juiced up. They're smiling over that dunk back there.
Absolutely. The student section in there went crazy.
Second free throw was up and good. And, folks, that dunk was right in front of the student section.
It was.
Lit this place on fire. Score is now 66-48. We've got a timeout on the court.
Timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs. If you have Facebook, Michael's going to have that done on Facebook.
Awesome.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Nice.
I think
Like I say, for me, it came out of nowhere. I seen him driving. I was like, okay, layup. And then when he flushed it, I was like, whoa.
Well, over the holidays.
I hope
she
got it.
Over the holidays, he had another dunk on a tie. He went out with two hands. And, people said, is that a dunk or is it not a dunk? Could have been called a dunk. It could have just, pushed it in. There was no question
that was
on that.
That was a dunk.
That was a dunk.
I didn't see it.
He reared back and put that one
down.
He
sure did.
All right, folks, back to action here. 5:50 left in the fourth. Your Bears lead 66-48. Pisgah has the ball, moving left to right again. Mason Putnam has it up top. Tuscolan in a man-to-man defense. Maddox Wright with the ball up top. He kicks it cross court to Mintz. Mintz looks back. He gets tied up but finds Messer. Messer finds Wright. The entire gym wants him to drive again. He backs him down. Kicks out to Crook. Crook has it. Chuck is good with wasting a little time. He dribbles out and hands off to Mason Putnam. Putnam has the ball up top. He dribbles right, hands off to Crook. Crook hands off to Mintz. Get it back to Putnam. They find Campbell Crook going to the basket. And
nice.
He finishes in the middle. 68-48, 4:56 left here in the fourth. Tuscola comes back the other way. He got it on the perimeter. Another three-point shot goes up. And that one is good for Tuscola. 68-51. Mason Putnam goes back the other way, finds Mintz for an easy layup. Great look by Mason Putnam. Scores now 70-51, 4:34 left. Tuscola comes back the other way. Another three by Schnard. That goes down 70-54. And with that, Tuscola will take another timeout.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Folks, we're back here at 4:29 left in the fourth period. Bears with a 16-point lead. Mark, so the one thing I guess we can say right now is Tuscola's really heated up from the three.
They have.
And we've got to ratchet up that defensive intensity again. Take
yep.
away that three at this point in time.
Yeah, you can tell Schnard's a rhythm shooter, and he's hit a couple in a row now. And just catching it right in rhythm. We really do need to cut that out because trading threes for twos don't add up.
We need to find him and double zero, Lawner.
Yep.
Both of them shooting the ball really well now for Tuscola. We got a good comfortable 16-point lead here with 4:29 left. We have the ball. We inbound it. Tuscola's pressing full court. And looking to trap Mason Putnam. Mason dribbles by it. He gets all the way by it, goes all the way to the rim, and they call a blocking foul on Massey. He thought he had got there. Mason got off to the side of him, though, created that blocking call.
Now listen, one thing you got to keep in mind, too, there's nothing wrong with running clock either.
Yeah.
We don't have to score again to win this game if they don't score.
And Mason will go back to the free throw line for
Messermer Insurance Free Throws, offering insurance products that will not strain your budget. Call 579-3029 for a fast quote today.
That first free throw by Mason Putnam is good. Scores now 71-54. Second free throw is good. That runs the score to 72-54, back to an 18-point lead. Got Isaiah Mintz. Mason Putnam, Maddox Wright, Campbell Crook, and Nick Messer on the floor for Pisgah. Tuscola has it back. They've got it on the perimeter with Strickland. Mason Putnam with the steal. He goes back the other way. He gets all the way to the rim and makes that layup. Good tough shot. Scores now 20-point lead, Pisgah lead, 74-54. Stonewall Strickland goes in, finds Ferguson on the backside. Layup good by Tuscola. 74-56. 3:44 left. Campbell Crook takes it the other way. Finds Putnam up. Putnam attacks, kicks to right. Right dribbles by. Is he going up? And he does get the
and
one this time.
Good drive.
They got underneath him a little bit. Gets the score 76-56. Maddox didn't like the fact that he got underneath him, but he's getting the and one here.
And this Pisgah free throw is sponsored by Messmer Insurance Agency.
So 3:35 left. Pisgah with a 20-point lead. Looking to add to it with Maddox Wright's free throw. That free throw is good. Jacob Scholl is going to come in for Isaiah Mintz. Score is now 77-56. Tuscola has it. They get the ball up quick. Massey has it on the wing. He gets it to Ferguson. Chenard gets all the way to the paint. With a scoop shot, misses. And Campbell Crook goes back the other way quickly.
Eat that clock, boys.
He gets it to right. Right dribble attacks. He gets it to Putnam. Ball's deflected away. Wright gets it. Gets it back out to Crook. Crook got it spun. Gets it to Troll. Ball's turned over. Tuscola gets it. They go back the other way. Got hooked on Chenard's hip. They call the turnover on Tuscola. The possession will go back to Pisgah. 3:01 left here in the fourth. Tuscola looks like they're going to come full court here. Inbound from Messer goes to Putnam. He's got Stonewall Strickland on him. Timeout. By Coach Rodonner.
This timeout on the court is sponsored by Canton Insurance Services. Call Michelle or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for a review of your personal and business insurance needs.
Guys, this has been a very exciting second half.
Very exciting.
Hadn't quite been able to pull away, but we've been able to keep them at an arm's length here.
Comfortable lead.
The Tuscola student section is being diminished.
Yeah. There's some early exits going on here in front of us with 2:56 to go.
Yeah, this section was all the way up to the top a little earlier. Top two rows are gone, and at least probably a quarter of the side over here.
Yep.
I think the realization of the loss has hit. I see a lot of people also leaving the stands.
Yep.
Pisgah has the ball at midcourt. They get the ball into Mason Putnam. 2:50 left here in the quarter. They get it to Jacob Scholl. Alley-oop. He caught it. Just missed the dunk. So Scholl will get it and come back the other way. Strickland comes all the way down. He gets there and a foul is called on the take. Send him to the free throw line for two Tuscola free throws.
That was a really nice try. Coach Rodomer laughing it off over there. They really wanted that. That would have been a nice way to end the night there on an alley-oop dunk.
Yeah, Jacob Troll doesn't get a lot of minutes, but he's certainly got some vertical on him. They draw up a nice screen on the baseline, alley-oop. He catches it nice, just caught it on the rim, couldn't put it down. First free throw for Tuscola, for Strickland, is good. For 77-57. Second is no good, rebounded by Maddox Wright. He gets the ball to Crook. Crook's pushing it up the court. He gets all the way to the paint. Finds some traffic. Finds Troll down there. Misses the shot. Rebounded by Troll. Putback's missed. Rebounded by Tuscola. Strickland's bringing it up, and they're going to call a foul on Pisgah. We get Jace Creason in here for Nick Messer. On the floor, you got Putney, Crook, Wright, Creason, and Troll. Piscola has the ball. Strickland with it up top, guarded by Putney. Hand off to Bartley.
There's a walk.
You get it inside, back outside to Strickland. He comes up, elbow shot, missed, rebounded by Crook. Crook gets it there, and there's going to be a...
He's just getting a timeout to get some subs in.
Yep. I think the timeout to get the subs in.
Again, man, I got to give kudos to Road Armor here. I've watched him all year. He's really good at this. Here we are in a rival game. You got a 20-point lead 2 minutes to go, and he's getting all of his boys in. Just get them on the floor. Get them a taste of the Pisgah Tuscola thing. Great job by Coach.
But Devlin with the ball. He gets it to Creason. Gets back to Devlin. He finds Creason.
Yo.
And Creason with the basket. 79-57 is the lead. Pascola comes back the other way. Windsor guarding Strickland. Steele.
Glad to see Creason get a bucket, man. Yeah. These kids, you know, they work hard all week in practice, and when they get a chance to get in there and just see something come out of that, it's really good.
And Ari there, almost a steal, got the deflection, ball went out of bounds. Coach Messer emptying his bench as well. He's going with the ball up top. Almost another steal there by Ari. Battling for the ball down here. Devlin's going to bring it up. He's got it up top. It goes right. He hands off to Wenzel. Wenzel looks for Creason. Ball's turned over, and Tuscola comes back the other way.
The pass was quicker than the cut right there.
121 left. Shot for Tuscola misses. Rebounded by Jacob Troll. He's now in the stat book. 79-57, Pisgah leads. 112 left. Tuscola with the ball in front of the scores table.
Kind of surprised Loner's still in there.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's in there as well. Looking down the bench, there's not a lot of... there's a few that haven't played as much. Look at bring in. Pass goes inside, trying to get it to Loner. He goes up. Jacob Troll with the defense. And they send him to the free throw line. For two more shots to the free throw, so with 1:02 left in the fourth period. Score again, 22-point Pisgah lead. On the court is Alex Windsor, Jace Creason, Ari Blankenship, Jacob Troll, and Micah Devlin for Pisgah. Looks like both free throws were missed, but a rebound by Tuscola. And a foul called on Pisgah sends Tuscola back to the line for two more Tuscola free throws. First one is front end rim.
Brandon Sutton, he played in a JV game. I coached this kid at Clyde Youth.
Okay. Second free throw is front end rim. Micah Devlin with the rebound. He goes back the other way. He hands off to Windsor. Windsor's looking and gets it to Creason. Creason swings it to Troll. He then gets it to Micah Devlin. He dribble penetrate shot from the elbow. Short. Rebound goes out of bounds by Tuscola. Possession will remain with Pisgah underneath the basket. Tuscola brings two other young men off their bench into the game.
I love it too, guys. We're up by 22 with 40 seconds, and Coach Rungrammer is still coaching these boys. It's in there. You would think it's a tie game.
Little alley-oop that time for the putback, Wenzel the troll. He missed the one at the rim, but the little four-footer he was able to put in there. He's now on the scoreboard. Still by Creason. He looks up. He's trying to find Ari Blankenship running the floor. Just overshot him. That one hit the back pad before it landed.
A little strong.
That's our offensive tackle, folks. Offensive guard, offensive tackle. Gascola dribble, penetrates, shot goes up. Shot is good. Pass inbound, goes into Michael Devlin. He brings it up. 9 seconds left. Looks like he's content. Jacob Troll gets it. He's attacking the basket. He wanted an opportunity. Looks like a foul on Tuscola. That'll only be the third team foul on Tuscola. First team foul on that young man. 3.8 seconds left. Pisco with an 81-59 lead. Wenzel's looking to inbound. He gets it to Blankenship. He dribbles to his right.
Get in there.
It in.
That was a two, but it was still a good shot.
2-point shot by Ari Blankenship at the end to end the game. The score, final
love
score, 83-59 Little Bears. With that, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have our player of the game and some wrap-up. You listen to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Pisgah Basketball on WPTL Canton.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box.
All right, guys. Hey, looking here at some stats. We had some guys with some great games. But our is Tom also right now for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. And tonight's award for outstanding effort is going to be Nick Messer. If you're looking for a safe place to store any items away from wandering eyes, with 24/7 access, call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all of your storage needs. So Nick Messer comes in, scores 10 points, and beats his dad. With his granddad over there in the yellow shirt, his mom cheering behind the bench, and he gets to take the Player of the Game Award home. So congratulations, Nick Messer. Love it.
Yeah, that is absolutely awesome. Also got his older brother. Yeah, in from college, gets to witness the game and see his brother perform well. And Nick really had a very good second half. He played steady in the first half, had 7 points in that second half, so great job by him. What about some other stats? You got any other stats?
Yeah, got some more here. We had Maddox Wright had a really solid game tonight. He had 18 points and 10 rebounds, a double-double. We had Camden Robinson put in six. Kimball Crook with that huge first quarter he had with 14, but he ended up with 22 and 5 rebounds. And Mason Putnam ended up with 18 points and 5 rebounds.
Yeah, so overall solid game by our Bears. The big three that are all averaging between 14 and 16, all well above that tonight. The gentleman that come in the support played a heck of a game.
Absolutely.
A big win here for Pisgah tonight. That sets us up here with two wins this week to be competing at the top. I know we got two losses, but big game next week against East Henderson for these boys next Tuesday night.
Home.
I believe that is at home.
Get out here and support these guys. This will be a huge game for them. if you can't make it, obviously listen to us on the radio. But if you can be there in person, I know they'd appreciate it.
So, folks, we're going to send it back to the studio one more time for a quick message from our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have a wrap-up message, talk a little bit about next week, what we've got coming. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLRadio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, I'm David Messimer, your local AAA agent here in Canton. Of course, most people know AAA for roadside assistance and discount on travel services, but we also offer excellent discounts on all of our insurance products, including auto, home, and life insurance, all providing peace of mind protection while being your local insurance agent. Please give us a call at 828-579-3029 or stop by our office located at 714 Main Street to see if we can help save you some money. Go Bears.
Black Bear Basketball on WPTL.
And we're back to you live from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. Guys, 4-0 tonight. JV girls with a big win. JV boys with a big win. Both of those won by about 15. Varsity girls separated that probably about the same thing, 13-15 point win.
Yep.
And our boys here with a big win tonight as well. So good night to be a Bear here in this big rivalry.
Anytime you come up on the hill and take four home with you, it's a good night. And like I said, I'm sitting here looking at my old buddy Branson Reese over there. He's on the radio on the other side. I can't wait to smile at him as I go out. It's always good. Hey, it's a good rivalry. And we like ribbing each other.
Listen, Jack, big week for the Bears next week. Our girls, again, sitting here at 14-1 now, in charge of this conference. It's theirs right now to kind of keep separating. Boys with two big games next week. Next Tuesday, East Henderson at home. And then Friday at Brevard, who's in the middle of the pack with us, away. So, any thoughts on that?
East Henderson, they lost their best player, but they're still a good team. I don't know anything about Brevard, but it's going to be tough.
Yeah. I say soak in this win tonight, this weekend. Show back up to practice on Monday. Back to work and just knowing that you got two tough games. Take them one at a time. Don't look ahead to the next one. Just one at a time. And I just like how our boys are playing. I think they're fine.
Yep. Yeah, I think they're fine. If they can pull off the win next Tuesday at home, that's a big game. We've got it at home. East has got one loss in the conference. We're sitting there with two. Pull even with them, and then we're just chasing Franklin. So right now, the other two in the mix are Smoky Mountain. They're sitting there with two losses in the conference. North Henderson sitting there with two losses in the conference. And Brevard sitting there with two losses. So big week for us. At the top, it's a little congested. But we can really work our way back in to competing for a conference title in the second half of the conference season here. So
it's going to be interesting to watch you play out, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be really interesting. And our boys are playing very well. You know, they're now, what make it, 10-4?
10-4.
10-4, yeah.
Awesome job by them after, I won't say starting slow. They had a pretty tough schedule early, but they've gotten better and better as the year's gone on.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams playing really well, so should be a fun week next week watching these teams. If you can't, come out. If you can come out and support these young folks.
Absolutely.
If you can't, join us on the air. We'll be on the air for both of those games next week. You guys got any parting words?
Go Bears.
It's Go just, Bears.
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah, boy. As I said the other night, Suey, man, that's all I got to say.
So, folks, with that, we're going to sign off for the night. We truly appreciate you joining us here tonight. Please join us again next Tuesday night for our next broadcast at East at home against East Henderson. Girls will be approximately 6:30 with the boys to follow. Thank you again, and we appreciate all the sponsors that allow us to bring this to you here tonight. You're listening to WPTL Radio, WPTLradio.net, your home for Pisgah basketball.